Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is the IIAP, the Illegal Immigration Assistance Program, a taxpayer-funded division of OATNUT for Spanish, Press 1, Portuguese 2, Arabic 3, Farsi 4, French 5, Swahili 6, German 7, Italian 8, and if you insist on English, please stand by. If you're thinking about illegal immigration, be careful when you're choosing the nation, because breaking the law in some countries is frowned upon. Imagine that. Sneak into China, they'll call you a spy, and ship you to Mongolia till you die, and in the Sudan, they'll hang you and the camel you rode in on. Yeah, and don't go hiking and enter Iran, or you might never be heard from again, and in Mexico, you might face a firing squad. Yeah, and forget all about going to North Korea. That's a great example of a bad idea. So when it comes down to it, there's only one option you got. Yeah, come to the USA. There's no penalty to pay should you get caught illegally immigrating. Come to the USA. It will be your lucky day, cause when you get in, there's lots of goodies waiting. Like healthcare, welfare, free education, help with your voter registration and driver's license and credit cards and license plates for your car. Lots of jobs for you to do and employers who'll turn a blind eye to. Come to the USA. No need to worry about the Constitution. We'll help you start a house of prostitution if that's the kind of work that you want to do. You see, those gringo infidels are crazy. They'll give citizenship to your new baby. So you see, there's really only one choice for you. Come to the USA. There's no penalty to pay should you get caught illegally immigrating. I said, come to the USA. It will be your lucky day, cause when you get in, there's lots of goodies waiting. Yeah, you get public housing and cable TV and food stamps and even government cheese. The borders are a swinging door. Go home for a visit and come back for more. There's sanctuary and amnesty. Bring the whole family eventually. Yeah, come to the USA.
This has been a public service message sponsored by OATNUT, dedicated to the collapse of the American way of life. Yeah.
Great, Steven. We've got another surprise for everybody. And I'll play it a couple times tonight because it's so popular. Yoko Ono and John Zorn. And you'll enjoy this, I'm sure of it. Sounds like a porno film. Sorry, folks, if your ears are bleeding. Yourself, how can you be married to John Lennon and come out with this? Oh, I can't do it no more. Yoko Ono. There you go. Oh, Yoko. All right. We got a lot of people on the switchboard going to join the conversation, whatever that's going to be. Push one on your keypad, and I'll get you on. And the knock you here is my dog trying to get in. But, we got Skype. It might be Joe. It might not be Joe.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, it is Joe.
How are you?
Very good, sir.
Good, I'm glad. How's Otis? You were talking about your dog just a few seconds ago.
He's doing fine. He's been, that brain tumor hasn't affected him too much.
Yeah, good. So how you been?
I'm getting better. Getting better. Yeah, I can use my hand now.
You're getting better.
Yeah.
All right, good. I thought you said you've been better.
Well, I have been better too.
Yeah.
I'm getting better every day. That way.
That's good. I hope you get your usefulness of your arm and your hand back, because it's got to be a pain in the ass trying to grab things and switch things on when you have, a problem.
It's not easy.
Hmm.
And we're fighting with the insurance company for the truck. They want to trash it because, it's an old truck. I'm the third owner. I bought it from a friend of mine at work, and he just wanted to get out of it, so pretty much took over payments. And it's been a damn good truck, and it still is. It only needs like a radiator and a transmission
fluid.
Cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Cooler. Yeah. And anyway, they want to trash it.
What do you mean? What do they got? What do they have to say about your truck?
What do they have to say? They say it's not worth fixing. Because the guy won't look underneath. He said, I can't. My microphone even working?
I can hear you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Move. Anyway, he said, I can't say if there's anything wrong with underneath, because he's not going to tear it apart. So he's just going to assume something tore up underneath, and she didn't run over the deer, I don't think. But anyway, it radiator and a trans. Her brother is a mechanic, and he said he could fix it. Pretty cheap, so.
Who, Cinnamon's brother?
Yeah. Yeah, so we're fighting with them, trying to get a dollar out of them.
Mm.
We've been paying full coverage, So I figured, let me get Cinnamon on here. Cinnamon, you're on. My lungs are injured.
I did not run over the deer. I bumped her.
Yeah, bumped her.
Bumped her, sent her skidding down the road.
So, and the guy, he didn't run over the deer. He was, go ahead, Cinnamon, you know more about it than I do.
There's really no body damage.
No.
We need some lights fixed. We need a new radiator, a new trans cooler, a new air
marker
conditioning condenser thing.
Yeah,
and a marker light. But he's saying because, you know, he can't take it apart, there might be hidden damage and the age of the vehicle, and it's pretty much the age of the vehicle.
Yeah, it's the age in the miles, you know. We bought it, had 100,000 miles on it. So
yeah, that's an old heifer there.
No. That body's clean. People thought it was brand new. People thought we brought a brand new Suburban. There's no way in hell I can afford a brand new Suburban. No.
But it's the internal workings of the truck that really matter. I mean, the transmission has to be good.
Yeah.
The radiator you're talking about, the cylinder,
yeah.
The block.
Her big fat body bent it. It's like she put a fist right in the middle, and it just pushed in.
Yeah, it's a V8, too, and I don't want to...
Oh, well, V8's are rare now.
Yeah. Let me get Kathy on and Daniel. And remind them they're 12 minutes late. Just for the record. And let me
we've got to set our clocks back. We forgot to set our clocks back.
Sure. You're going to use that as an excuse, huh?
we do it different in the South.
Yeah, you must.
I got some gifts for Daniel and Kathy, hopefully tonight.
Oh, some gifts.
In the gift bar. There's a show that I go to on a semi-regular basis. They change up the thrust of the show. One week they might talk about UFOs, one week they'll talk about the government, and one week they'll talk about relationships.
Cool.
So the last time I was there, we were talking about relationships, and I missed the UFO show. But we were still talking about it, and I told them about you two. And they're UFO aficionados as well. So I invited them to come on. So that at least you two would have some company about, you know, about the UFOs.
Well, Joe, that was awfully big of you to do that.
Isn't that sweet?
Is this one of those short bus things? I mean,
yeah.
What's going on here?
Isn't that sweet? Frank, what do you think of that?
Oh, I didn't catch it all.
Oh, good. You didn't miss anything, my friend. You didn't miss a damn thing. As a matter of fact.
Yeah, the way he treats his family.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Man. I don't even know why he does that. He told me he likes the UFOs.
I do. I believe there is UFOs. Absolutely. Yeah.
I know there are.
Yeah.
That I don't think there's any doubt about. I think everybody realizes UFOs exist.
Got to by now.
Why doesn't people want to, you know, talk about it? They
don't want to talk about aliens, some of them. UFOs, people don't mind saying, yeah, I look up in the sky and there's something strange flying overhead. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've taken a look at the videos and we've heard the testimonies of pilots. So I don't think there's any real, let's put it like this. Instead of being absolute, let's say 95% of people believe that there's UFOs.
Yeah.
Okay? So, so when we talk about it, you know, usually Kathy and Danny are kind of shy about talking about it. So I invited these two guys to come on. Hopefully they'll be here.
Yeah.
If these aliens are anything like we see on the movies, I don't want to meet them. I don't. No way. No.
Well, it depends upon what movie you're looking at, Kat.
All of them. That's true. Look at Star Trek. They've got, you know, Intergalactic Federation.
Yeah, I mean, you take a look at Susan Oliver playing that green alien. I'd want to meet her.
Oh, I'd meet her in a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
But she's dead.
Yeah, poor girl.
Yeah, what a shame.
She was more engaged than anything else.
You talking about the green woman that was with Kirk?
That might have. That was
the young Kirk.
Yeah. She was a seductress. Yeah, and I think that's
was the first season.
Yeah.
Know that.
Mama, you remember when Uhura at a young age walked in and her her roommate was with
She had green skin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She did that. She did that sexy dance. Is that the episode that you're talking about?
I don't know about the dance.
Well, that's the one I'm talking about. I don't see it. Seems like music is an international flavor.
open their mouth and this serpent tongue comes out of it.
No, that's not that one. No.
That was a porn.
Yeah. Mm. So that's the kind of alien I'd be glad to meet. But you take somebody like Lurch, you can keep him.
You right.
And then I went on a liberal show, and he was surprised that I could actually talk to him without getting all kinds of pissed off. And he says the same thing about conservatives as we say about liberals. So I invited him to the show as well.
Well, very good. He can have his opinion.
Right.
And he's a liberal, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's, you know, like most liberals, you just don't want to talk to. He and I actually got along. We joked a lot. So I thought he'd be a good addition to the show as well.
Well, there you go.
And when's this happening?
Say what, Frank?
When's this happening?
Well, I invited him for tonight.
Oh.
Yeah. And
cool.
They left. When they hung up, when Joe hung up, they laughed at him.
No, they didn't either.
No,
they
didn't. Going to that. Listen
There's only
to
one
that.
Person that was on the show, the host, and we had a good conversation. He has the same kind of guiding principles that we do. We always talk on the show about you got to use critical thinking. You can't always believe what you see and hear. So it would be a conversation when he comes in, or if he comes in, because a lot of times people don't show up.
Well, yeah. Does he believe in CNN and MSNBC?
We didn't talk about that.
We might not get along. I don't know.
Well, no, it's all right. I mean, we may not. We'll probably disagree on everything. But
no, you can watch whatever in the world you want to watch. I don't care. But somebody's got a TV on.
Oh, yeah, probably me also.
Of course,
Frank.
I was about to say, Craig isn't here, so who else could it be?
Frank,
Where's Pianchi at?
He always comes about 25 after, you know that. He's had a liberal show.
Well, I was about to say, he's probably tearing his hair out now, talking to liberals.
They haven't kicked him out yet, put it that way. And when they do, now I know you guys must have missed Yoko Ono.
What about her?
Well, hang on. She came out with a new song, and I want you guys to hear it.
Please.
Sounds better than the last song.
I don't know. Jesus. How can you make me marry the gentleman?
Hell, I can do that.
Yeah,
is that really her? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, we could do that, Joe. What do you mean?
Is that really her?
Yeah. Yeah, and that
was
a
fact. What the hell is she doing?
That's her music. She's been doing that for years. She did that at her... she showed some of John Lennon's paintings and pictures and things like that. And she did a concert, and it was nothing but this crap.
You got to be kidding me. I never even heard that she had this kind of shitty music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
She did this on, I wasn't Merv Griffin. What's the other show? It was in the afternoon. John Lennon was on for the whole week.
Mike Douglas or Dick Cavett.
Okay. Well, it wasn't Dick Cavett. But anyway, it was the daytime, and they were on for the whole week. She did this on his show back in the 1970s, early 70s. And
she called that music?
Yeah, she did that. And John Lennon just sat back and watched her and said, oh, yes, this is the new music.
New music.
And her band or whatever the hell you want to call them is called Green Space, the Green Space. And Sean Lennon, is that Sean Lennon? That is Sean Lennon. Wow. That's... Baby boy is going a little bald there. I couldn't recognize him.
And John had an older son, Julian.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Right. Yes.
And he sounded like his father.
He had a couple good songs, too.
Yeah, he sounded like
Florida his just got beat by Kentucky.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep.
Good.
They're done.
Donnie, I sent you a video today on Facebook. Did you see it yet?
No.
It was Bob Joyce singing.
Bob Joyce singing?
Uh-huh.
Was that from Joyce and Hart?
No.
That's Elvis in Arkansas.
Yeah, that's Elvis.
Bob Joyce.
Bob Joyce. Elvis is Bob
Joyce.
Oh,
you're talking, is that the minister?
Yes,
the minister.
Oh, okay, yeah. He does sound like Elvis, yeah.
He does, don't he?
Yeah, sounds just like him. He really does, and that's why people think he's Elvis.
I know it. I know it.
I got to see a video of that.
Pull it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
Or you can get that one that I sent you on Facebook.
I'll play just a tad of it.
Does he say, thank you, God, thank you very much?
Well, after he's playing the piano and singing, and after that he does a little preaching.
Hmm.
And he does have that voice. You know, he's fully gray. Still got a head full of hair and a white beard, you know. So, you know, you don't know if that's...
Now, that's him. I seen him, him and his son. His son's a good musician. Let's see.
When he preached, does he have a jumpsuit on?
No.
No, okay.
No, he tells everybody he's not Elvis Presley, but
yeah.
he's been on new shows, because it got around that he was Elvis, and they started putting him on the news, and because I can sing like him.
Yeah,
that's why. I don't see anything that you sent me, Kathy.
Well, I sent it earlier this evening on Facebook, but
well,
I know
on
I sent Facebook. I sent you other stuff before, and you never got it.
Yeah.
I didn't have a message.
I don't know if this is it or not. It's something old, maybe. No,
this would have been this evening.
No, this isn't. Anyway. He does sound like Elvis, and he does dislike him, and people freaked out. Ooh.
That was another one he was singing, Peace in the Valley.
Yeah. Yeah, I listened to him before. Yeah, he's good. He's good. He is good.
Daniel.
Are you going to play it, or is there a problem with the browser?
No, I'll have to go to the I'll just go to YouTube and get it.
Okay.
Let me get Gene on. Gene, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
How is everyone?
We're groovy.
Sounded like it.
Groovy.
What's his name again, Kathy?
Daniel's about to send it to you on Messenger.
Well, I just got off of there. Just give me his name.
Bob Joyce. J-O-Y-C-E.
I spelled Joyce.
Right.
Bob.
B-O-B. You like that, Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, be quiet now.
In the chapel, the tears I shed were tears of joy.
I'm getting there, guys. Relax. Relax. I'm getting there.
You got it spelled right.
Yes, I'm on his site. I'm gone. Please. Don't make me come down there and beat
Well, Daniel sent it to your messenger.
Uh-huh. I'm trying to find something that... Okay, here.
And now, in despair, so I face I look my friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm I've lived a life that's full, I traveled east, and every byway, oh and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few.
Okay. Anyway, that's Bob
Joyce. It sounded a lot like what Elvis would sound like at his age.
It sounded just like Elvis when he was his 42 years old age. Come on.
How old was he when he died?
42.
42?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He died real young. Poor guy didn't have a life. As soon as he finished his concert, he had to go back to his house because he couldn't. Anytime he stepped out of his home, he got mobbed.
Yep.
No. Yes, he
did. Same thing
did.
With Michael Jackson. Those two guys, they couldn't go anywhere.
That would be hard to deal with, wouldn't it?
So,
I think you want to be.
Physiologically, it is, and psychologically too. I mean, we need peace and quiet, and we need attention at the right times and in the right amounts. But when you get it, like those two get it,
yeah.
Same thing with Britney Spears. Anybody ever seen the video of Britney Spears when she was at a mall, and how the paparazzi were literally, there was about 12 of them, literally inches away from her as she and her girlfriend are walking down in the mall? That is disturbing.
Yeah.
You can't go right, you can't go left, you can't go inside a place without paparazzi. I'm talking about not feet, inches away from your face, your body, taking pictures. Oh, Jesus.
I know.
You know, you can take stardom and you can shove it.
Let me get a star. The biggest star in Louisiana is Bianchi. Bianchi.
Hey,
gang. How's everyone?
Hey, Bianchi.
Everyone is fine.
Hello there.
Hello.
That's great.
Bianchi.
Hey, everybody.
Hey,
Cinnamon. Donnie.
Yo.
Big Kathy.
Yep.
And Daniel.
Yep.
Daniel in the Lions Den.
You got it. Look. You got to get back, line. Wow.
Yeah. Get back. Daniel.
He's a little cocky tonight. He told me he was going to Walmart, and he passed me, and I caught a whiff of cologne, and I thought, yeah, right. You're going to Walmart, all right.
That is not true.
It is true. I smelled it.
Yeah.
Coming out of his car windows?
No, he passed me in the house.
Oh.
Maybe it's because I'm nasty.
Well, then you can join Ashley Judd and Madonna for that.
Oh. Well, he takes after his uncle just a little bit.
Easy, which one?
Fred.
Okay.
Told me he was going up to Tennessee to check out some motorcycle up there. And when he left, I went in the bathroom. It nearly knocked me out with a cologne. And when he got home, I asked him, what color hair did that motorcycle have?
Yeah.
I just sent you a picture of this motorcycle, right?
Right. I'd like to see what it looked like. You
Was it long or was it short?
Yeah. What color was that hair?
Yeah, before or after he dressed or undressed that motorcycle.
Ain't that the truth?
Did it have little headlights or big headlights?
I'm not saying
and
nothing.
Just little fog lights.
Yeah, Donnie, this ain't on you right here.
I'm just shutting my mouth. Let Fred take it, and he's not even here to get it. Well, what's going on, folks?
Oh. Did you hear Durham had more indictments?
Who?
Yeah.
Durham.
Yes, he did. Durham came out with more.
Was it two more?
I don't know how many more. I read it, but I didn't see how many. The article I read didn't have it. It said he just is serving more subpoenas. And I said, that's great. The more they dig into that that law firm, the closer they're going to get Hillary Clinton.
Man, I tell you, they need to be punished severely.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton and the group.
Yeah, they do, you know.
Yo.
Well, I think the thing that I'm enjoying the most is every time anyone, was it that baseball game that Biden went to, he was booed. I mean, everywhere he's going. Him and Trudeau, just all these guys, and they were saying, and I know you don't like, you know, some of the stuff, but one of the predictions was I won't be able to walk down the street, and that's happening. They're not able to.
Yeah, I'm
Trudeau's being booed, Biden's being booed, Kamala's being booed. I mean, come on.
Now, did you guys hear about Matt Gaetz? He brings up Pelosi's husband making a multi-million-dollar stock sale. You guys hear about that? In a committee meeting. This wasn't on TV. This was it was on TV, but it was during a committee hearing on some of Biden's appointees. So somebody sent me this, and I don't remember who, and I apologize.
And with the chairman's permission, I defer to Mr. Gaetz.
But I did listen
to
it.
Mr. Gaetz is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is my favorite subcommittee in my half decade in Congress, and in no small part because of the way you've led it. I am incredibly proud of the work we have done to address some of these anti-competitive practices of these monopolistic entities. And I was particularly persuaded by the testimony of Mr. Gross regarding how that market power of big businesses like Amazon can limit the ability of workers to have any type of meaningful negotiation. Congresswoman Jayapal led legislation that the chairman of the committee, the chairman of the subcommittee, Mr. Buck, and myself supported that would force the breakup of companies like Amazon into smaller entities. And I wanted Mr. Gross's perspective on that. Do you believe, as a negotiator, that would improve the position of workers to break up companies like Amazon and other big tech companies into smaller entities?
Well, I'm not an expert on this field. You know, obviously, I'm just a driver at UPS and a shop steward for my union. But what I would say, though, is that it might not necessarily be necessary to break up the size of the company, but just to allow or force the company or encourage the company to employ the workers that it's utilizing. So instead of using third-party individuals and leaning on them and chewing them up and spitting them out, have real employees, you know, give them real wages, allow them to have a collective bargaining unit.
Never happen.
And I think that way you would get more productivity out of them in the long run and still be able to run a successful business.
I appreciate that perspective. My concern is that if they're able to stay so big, even if we use the awesome powers of the federal government to force these relationships out of independent contractor relationships into employment relationships, they're still so big that they could reduce the contributions of those employees with the strength that they have. And it is one of the reasons why we had bipartisan support on this committee for this bill. But Mr.
Chairman,
I'm disappointed that those bills haven't been called up for a vote. It seems a bit odd to be here talking about positive impact of legislation subcommittee has passed when the full House has had the opportunity in prior weeks to take up these bills and they haven't. And I have to wonder why that has happened. And so, Mr. Chairman, I seek unanimous consent to enter into the record a piece from the New York Times entitled "Tech Giants Fearful of Proposals to Curb Them Blitz Washington with Lobbying."
Without objection.
And so that could be a reason, the power of lobbyists in this town to make things tougher for workers. I guess there could be other reasons, too. Mr. Chairman, I would seek to enter into the record a piece from Yahoo News entitled "Tim Cook Reportedly Called Pelosi to Deliver a Warning About Congress's Antitrust Bills."
Without objection.
So maybe it's the lobbyists, maybe it's the power powerful CEOs making personal calls, but it could even be something more sinister. Mr. Chairman, I seek unanimous consent to enter into the record a Fortune.com piece entitled "Speaker Nancy Pelosi's Husband Cashed In on Big Tech Just as Congress Was Set to Pounce."
Without objection.
And in that article, there's discussion of the spouse of the Speaker of the House making a $6 million call on stocks that netted $5.3 million while we're not moving these bills. So I thought that was a little odd. I thought that was weird. We moved bipartisan legislation out of the subcommittee, and just as we're considering it, and it might be bad for big tech, the speaker's spouse goes and buys all this big tech stock, and then lo and behold, here we are, the bill's not called up. And it just makes you wonder, somebody knows something, somebody acting on information. And it could have been the power of the lobbyists and all the money that they donate to members of Congress on both sides.
Yeah, thanks.
It could have been people like Tim Cook calling, but here's what we know. These bills aren't coming.
What do you think, guys? I thought that was pretty good. He got it into the record. I like that, how he played that. Pretty good.
Sadly, you got to play their game their way.
Yeah. Boy, he ripped our favorite general, Milley, a new one, too. He said you were too busy giving interviews for all these books you're you're mentioned in, instead of taking care of business.
And I saw that.
Yeah.
Donnie, I sent you an email to send to Big Kathy.
Oh, okay.
It's right. On a supplement called Astaxanthin. Astaxanthin.
Astaxanthin.
And it comes from animals.
He never sends me nothing. Comes
I don't
from
think
animals.
You're out for the 20th time. So don't get me going on that.
Kathy now.
Bianchi, I don't want any animals' DNA in me.
Kathy, now listen to what I got to tell you.
Okay.
There's three known animals that cancer don't bother. One is the shark. The other is the flamingo.
Yep.
And the third one, I don't know. A friend of mine who just got over prostate cancer told me this.
Okay.
Oh, the salmon.
Salmon and shark.
Salmon, shark, and flamingo. And this herb is reddish-orange.
Okay.
And that's why salmon's flesh is reddish-orange. You know what color flamingo is.
Yeah.
I think shark meat is also the same color. So research it, read up on it. And
I will. I certainly will.
See, what this shows is that I'm thinking about you, Big Kathy.
Well, I appreciate it. I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I'm not just looking up in the sky and thinking about you. But when I see a flamingo, I think about Big Kathy.
God.
A long-legged bird with a big mouth.
Yeah. Well, if you got short legs. Short legs with a big mouth.
I appreciate the Yankee. I'll get with Donnie later and get him to.
I sure will. I've got it saved.
Send me that.
I got a Bianchi file, so you just let me know where to. I can send that to you on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
If they let me send it, sure they will.
I ain't seen or heard anything about no aliens.
Well, you should have been with Joe on the show that he was on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a blog talk show, Joe. I seen that show advertised. You're talking about the same one.
Well, I don't know. A bunch of two guys are good guys. They host the show and they rotate the particular topics apparently every week. A couple of weeks ago, they were talking about UFOs. They usually talk about relationships, and they talk about politics. So I told them about Kathy and Daniel. I said, you guys should come on the show that I go to on Saturdays. And so I was talking to them this week, and I said, we have two people just like you, amateur ufologists, you two, and those two would have a lot in common. So... you know, who knows? They might be here.
Amateur what?
UFOologist.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to call us names, Joe.
I sure do.
We consider ourselves semi-professional. I don't know about this amateur.
I'm sorry, the professional ufologist.
Semi-professional.
Oh, semi-professional now.
Yeah,
okay.
You don't have to call his names.
I know.
No.
Joe's crossing us out. Get
I mean, good heavens.
Oh, man.
You know what you sound like, Kathy? You sound like Star Trek when Spock said to Kirk, by calling me a human, Captain, you don't have to insult me.
Yep.
Let me get Critic on. Bring Your Boy is on with us in the chat room. Bring Your Boy is the husband of Suzette.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And bringing Bill Anthony's Abner on the show, too. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Wait a minute. Did you guys get a report on how Kathy's mom's doing?
Oh.
Yeah. Well, hold on now. We'll do that afterwards because it's going to take time.
Oh, wow.
She is a hoot, let me tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
I bet yeah. When you and Daniel left, she got on the phone and said, "All right, y'all can come on over. They're gone."
Damn right. Now, there's people that lost their jobs yesterday, and Bev Comler, his daughter's 33rd birthday was yesterday, and she's an RN and has been for 11 years. She lost her job.
Did she lose it or did she quit?
She lost it.
Was she mandated to take the shot?
Yep. Yeah.
And they actually fired her or just told?
They fired her. I don't know what.
Don't the RNs belong to a union?
if they belong to the UAW, you know, represents a lot of nurses. And if that's the case, or if he's gone, no chance of getting back.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something. Back in the day, the whole damn country would damn this shut down on some of you. Like the Teamsters, they would be shut down. The country would.
Damn right. Yep. You're right.
Okay. We're trying that out there.
I have a logistical question.
Wait a minute. One at a time. Who was talking? Critic, was that you?
No, Gene.
Hold on. There you go. I hear you now, Critic.
Oh, okay. I didn't know I was on. I heard you say you were going to bring me on, but I didn't hear that little unmuted thing.
Okay.
Well,
if we are truly in a pandemic, why would they be firing all these nurses for not taking a vaccine?
Good point.
They're trying to prove a point. And trying to call this step number one?
Because we are not in a pandemic.
Well, the collapse
we are not.
Proof made a point about this, you know, about the fact that, you know, you're not going to be able to just hire doctors and nurses, put an ad in the paper, and then to replace them just like that.
Right.
And then, you know, who to replace them are unqualified people.
Well, they brought in nurses from the Philippines. Back in the day, what did we call that, Donnie? We called them scabs.
Scab workers.
I heard they're doing it again.
Wow.
Governor of New York
said she's going to bring in the National Guard because
they're
going to be fired on first. And I don't know. And the teachers, hold on, not the first. She let it go to Monday. One of the governors has said Monday, the 4th. They got Monday at 5:00. They gotta be vaccinated.
What is this, a state hospital?
No,
she can't make people fire people in a private institution.
No, I don't think so either. But she's saying I watched her speech.
But the thing is, if they were so overrun in these hospitals, they wouldn't be worried about these people have a vaccine or not. They'd be thanking God that they're there to take care of patients and help.
Just think, a few months ago they were heroes, and now they're getting threatened to be fired because Joe Biden is going to, for everyone that's not, he's supposed to find corporation or whatever it is, entity, $750,000.
Well, that ain't none of Joe Biden's damn business as a president.
Yeah, well, that's what he's...
Where in the heck is people's minds at today?
I don't know.
The nurses union in Muskegon, Michigan said that they cannot force their nurses to have this jab. They can't.
Well, they are. They are. Sorry. I don't care about Muskegon, Michigan, but they are.
Okay.
You know, if you look back in time, it's some
of
the big strikes.
No, they are in Michigan, Gene, but they are in other places.
Look at the automobile strikes they used to have, Donnie.
Yeah.
The president couldn't tell the damn auto workers to go back to work or tell GM, or, well, all of them, really, to fire them.
No.
And now today you got these idiots don't know what the heck's going on. That need to be some big-ass lawsuits on this. I hope we got the judges
I'm
that
sure
understand.
Yeah, there is lawyers on. They're lined up right now, so I don't know. And Gene, Michigan might not be. Go ahead, whoever that was.
I said Robert Burns is one of them.
Oh, yeah, Robert Burns. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
you know what I was talking coming up? Don't cross a picket line. You know what I taught my kids and grandson? Don't cross a picket line.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Don't cross a picket line. That's right.
My point of bringing that up is there are, and that's just one area, there are areas where they're being stood up for. There's the extreme liberal areas like New York. You know, they're not standing up for them. All I'm saying is there are pockets that they are standing up and they're fighting back and they're going to get louder and they're going to get bigger. And
there is a corporation, and I didn't know if it was in Muskegon, but I read it was in Michigan, that the owner said he's not getting rid of anybody. They want to take the shot. That's their business. If they don't, that's their business. We're open for business. So I don't know where that was. It's someplace in Michigan.
But I was talking specifically about the union for the nurses in Muskegon. Nurses. That I don't know about the business you're talking about. I'm just saying that there are, as far as the medical field, there are ones that are standing up and not allowing it to affect their
job. I don't know how the hell they can get away with medical. Seems like they're being for a huge lawsuit, the federal government. If they force, well, they wouldn't be actually forcing him.
But if you have nurses and doctors refusing to take this, that should be fine to anybody.
Yeah, it should.
Why? Why is a medical person not wanting to take this?
Not wanting to take what?
The jab.
Oh. Well, maybe they read the data.
Bev,
exactly.
Thank you for following us on Twitter. He's a new follower. And he just wrote, thank you. And somebody sent me this for Pianchi. It's 18 seconds. I don't know what
it
is.
Is it just Jean in that pretty dress she had on?
No.
Third and seven, and Flynn is back to throw for the end zone ball.
Oh, my God. It's an LSU touchdown. Never mind.
Yeah, LSU beat the heck out of Arkansas.
Yeah.
We're playing Auburn right now, I think.
Yeah, well, Auburn is.
People, remember several years ago when companies were laying people off? Permanently.
Yeah.
And then bringing in temporaries that they don't have to pay benefits to or health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, could there be another motive for all this?
Besides saving millions of dollars?
I don't know. I mean, they brought in temporaries. We work them 3 months. Let them go, bring in some more, you know.
Work them 30 hours.
Yeah, people
lost 32 hours.
They lost retirements, their health benefits, you know, everything, you know. I mean, could there be another motive for this mandating, these companies mandating these jabs?
I always think, it's always about extermination.
Yeah. I think that's the number one. But it's, you know.
There's something going on with this, though, like you say, Kathy. I just can't put my fingers on it.
They brought the COVID in to rig the election, to get out all these mail-in ballots, keep people at home, send in all these fraudulent ballots. That was the purpose of it. So what else are they going to do with it?
Well, they're going to ride that horse as much as they can.
Yeah.
Well, the COVID was the precursor and the excuse to take the vaccine. The COVID didn't really hurt anybody statistically. Only 1% of the population died, 2% at the most.
Yeah.
People are dying more at a faster rate because of the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the bioweapon, is the vaccine.
Well, in November, you're going to have to take 2 pills a month or something like that, aren't you?
After you got the booster.
Yeah.
If you take the booster, then you're going to have to take a pill every day for the rest of your life to keep it from blood clotting.
Yeah. Isn't that something else?
Yeah.
Isn't that something else?
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of folks...
Say that again.
A lot of folks have underlying health problems anyway, you know. So they take the shot. It hurts them, you know, because they already have health problems, you know, and they die. But they're not dying from the...
No, they're not dying from the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
There's an article that was out there that was talking about something like 90% of the deaths of COVID were from comorbidities. The people who died at an age about or younger or just maybe a year older than the national average of death anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say statistically, people die around the age of 80. The people who died from COVID were dying around the age of 80, 81, or 79.
Mm-hmm.
So it's showing that the COVID is probably nothing more than just the flu, because most people are not dying from it, and those who are dying from it are going to die anyway of the comorbidities.
Mm-hmm. We didn't have any flu cases.
Yeah, they're not reporting flu cases anymore. They're all
with
COVID.
And I have read that if you've taken the COVID shots, do not take the flu shot.
I've read that.
I was going to say, not to mention the graphene that's in there. Each time they inject you with more of it, and it's a poison to the body. It's literally a poison to our bodies.
Yeah.
Well, the flu shot, all it is another virus they're injecting in you, you know.
And you got to take it every year anyway, so what good is it?
I don't know.
They don't call the flu shot a vaccine, though.
That's true.
At Susie1776_ sent this.
Time to stop coddling the people who won't get the shot. Booster shot. Mission accomplished. And it is. It is time to stop coddling them, the ones who won't get the damn shot already. And our first step, you and I, is symbols, the language we use. We call these people vaccine hesitant, vaccine skeptics, anti-vax. We say they're protesting mandates and passports. They're making a personal choice. They're waiting for more information. They're making a medical decision. Bullshit! They're afraid. They're afraid to get vaccinated. Stop feeding their egos about what they're doing. Stop legitimizing it. Vaccine hesitant, they're afraid. Vaccine
hesitant. I ain't afraid of it. I don't want it.
Afraid. Anti-vax, they're afraid. They're protesting mandates and passports. They're afraid.
Yes.
They're making a personal choice. They're afraid. They're waiting for more information. Afraid. They're making a medical decision to be afraid.
You're an idiot.
The snowflakes are afraid. Afraid of the vaccine. Afraid of being proved wrong. Afraid of doing what anybody else in the world tells them to do. Afraid of needles.
What a moron. This guy is
You know, this may be a terrible thing to say, but the people who are truly liberals, especially the announcers and the ones that are pushing this, I want to see them die right in front of me.
Wow. Yeah, he got his booster shot. I thought their booster shot was done for now.
Well, Joe, I mean, I hate to say it, but when you say something like that, it's no better than when they're saying that if you don't get the vaccine, then you shouldn't go to the hospital if you're that sick because, you know, blah, blah, blah. Don't sink to their level.
Did you hear what he said? They're afraid of doing what they're told to do.
I'm afraid of nothing.
They're afraid of doing what they're told to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's
meaning
not,
you can't think for yourself.
Yeah.
Don't think for yourself.
Who is it? Who was that jerk anyway?
You didn't recognize his voice?
I recognize his voice, but I can't put a name to him.
MSNBC?
I don't watch MSNBC anymore.
Oh, no. Joe, this is one time he got fired. He was ESPN. He got fired from there. And this is Mr. Olbermann.
Oh, Keith Olbermann?
Keith Olbermann. Called us snowflakes. I'm not a snowflake. I'm a kook.
That's right.
You know,
make that distinction clear.
Donnie said I was a southern kook. I'm not a snowflake.
You heard the things we were talking about last night. Yeah. I'm afraid.
Do what, Donnie?
No, I ain't saying nothing. I listened to it till 12:30.
And you know what he says? Well, Kathy, I sure do hope you're right.
Well, yeah, I hope you're right, but you're not.
About?
You got to have faith. You got to have faith.
Got to be about Trump. Right?
Hold on, guys.
Right about what, Kathy?
Hold on.
You know
Hold on. Hold on. Do you really think Bill Clinton is dead?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay.
Can you prove he's not?
No. No more than you can prove he is.
Well, there you go. Get him, Daniel. Get him.
Well,
no. I'm just saying, you know. His idea is just as legit as mine. Yeah.
No, I don't think
Well, not in your mind, but in anybody else's, probably.
No, no.
I haven't heard yet about Bill Clinton being dead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was the website I went to last night.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen this website before.
You know what? Bill's not dead, to be honest with you. What are you talking about, Daniel? Bill Clinton's not dead.
Cloning.
Oh, no.
No. No. He threw himself before the tribunal.
Oh.
And cried. And begged not to be executed because his daughter would be all alone. Uh-huh.
You mean...
Where's Hillary?
You mean the daughter of the man who did
Hillary's
Hillary.
Been dead.
Yeah.
Right. Since she's already dead, he was like, she'll be all alone. She won't have a parent. They felt bad. He gets to serve life in prison.
The
I don't
girl,
believe that, though.
40-something years old or something. And that's not even, you know, really her dad.
Right, it's not at all. What, Hubbard was his name?
Yeah, I think it was Hubbard,
yeah.
Right?
It was Hubbard, yeah. Mm-hmm. Look him up in
all
Arkansas. Just look
she
him
looked
up.
Just like him.
Let me get 909 on. Yeah, go ahead, 909.
Good evening, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I wanted to comment about the questions you were having about why would they be doing what they're doing as far as the federal government or Biden or whoever.
Okay.
With the COVID vaccines and people. So, part of the conversation included the COVID bringing it in to rig the election. Yes, I agree with that. And also, to once they won the election, now they're trying to pass, since day one, all types of legislation that would keep the Democrats in power.
That's
continue
true.
To rig the elections to keep and maintain power. Undid all Trump's executive orders. Okay, so now we've got that under control as far as their idea was we'll win and then we'll keep our power and from there we'll take over everything, which means how do we do that? Well, we get people used to having the nurses come in, like you said, for temporary work and then they would leave and come in. So, okay, we know we get used to that. It's normal. That's what they've been doing, yada, yada. Except
yep.
for now with them being basically mandated to vaccine or you're fired. Okay, so we'll bring in other people from another country, as you were saying, also the National Guard, and all of that is being controlled by the federal government. So now we'll take over of the healthcare system. Then we had, prior to that, the whole defund police that they've been working on since before the election, and
mm-hmm.
then after the election, they instated Capitol Police in various states where police officers were defunded. So now they federalized policing with that, making Capitol Police. So now they've taken that over. The school system, they're using National Guards to bus children to school, which they already had control of the education system. But now kids and people in that community that are having their children bused by the National Guard are getting used to seeing them there busing their children to school. So it becomes normal, the new normal of seeing them there. So when the mm-hmm. National Guard gets used to come in through the streets, it's just normal. And they're just inching to take over in order to complete their great reset. Michigan has been named the hub for the United States by the World Economic Forum to begin their Agenda 2030 or Sustainable Development Goals. And that is in the World Economic Forum. That's what they talked about at their summit, and it's on their page. So that was this year, actually a couple of months ago in May, that they did that. And so they're slowly inching everything in while we all sit by and watch it happen.
Well,
what can we do?
You brought to mind when you were saying, you know, how they're inching stuff in. And even think about the masks. You know, it's normal to cover yourself and hide and just obey because the government told you to do it. It's like a submissive, it's a brainwashing. The beginning of a brainwashing. Well, we got them to wear the mask all the time. Now we can get them to do this all the time. Now we can get them to do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's true, too. You know, we can get them to do this. Let's push it just a little bit further and see how far we can push it. Yeah,
well,
I do.
Any logical thinking person would sit there and go, if the masks worked, why are we wearing them almost 2 years later? You know, it obviously
yeah.
doesn't work.
Right. They're
yeah.
they're hoping to have everything in place by the end of 2022, according to the World Economic Forum. So, but see, they're having problems because we're Americans. And Americans'
yep.
parents and schools are standing up saying, rejecting the way the school board is handling vaccinations and masks with their children. We're having states like New York City that had gone to court and fought against an all-digital currency ban. They made that. They created that, which is good.
Yep.
Let's see, what are other things that people are fighting back with? It's the American spirit there are groups of people in states that are just saying no, and they don't like that. They're fighting against that. They're having a hard time right now with Manchin and Sinema going against their, their election bill that they had up that was supposed to be good for everybody, which is basically Democrat power forever.
There is.
And also the shutdown stimulus bill or whatever that they've been trying to pass, and Sinema and Manchin are holding strong against that, thank goodness. And so, yeah.
Well, you know, I just seen some of this bill, and it's got free college for illegals and free health care. Of course, we already knew that for illegals. We don't even give mm-hmm. that to Americans. And we're going to give that to the illegal. Come on, wake up.
Well,
damn.
Yep.
You know, I get what she's saying, and it's like, but as Americans, we're not standing up enough, to be very honest. You look at, like, was it Denmark, and there's a few other countries in the Netherlands that have totally opened their countries, no vaccine passport, no vaccine requirement, no mask mandates. They just go back to life. In France, I think in France, they're doing way more protesting than we are here, and just taking to the streets way more than we are here.
And Australia, they're taking rubber bullets left and right.
Exactly. You know, I mean, there's other countries, I hate to say it, that have a better backbone than we Americans, because why? We Americans have become so politically corrupt. We can't hurt somebody's feeling because of what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. We have to find a little road and navigate and not hurt somebody's feelings. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I mean, when the Secretary of State stood up there and goes, well, I hope the Taliban will include women in their government. Really? You idiot. You idiot.
Yeah.
They are not much, I'm sorry, they're not politically corrupt. Majority of the countries are not politically corrupt, you know, and they are standing up way more than we Americans, because we Americans are afraid of hurting somebody's feeling or standing up for what's right because of the stigma you would get for doing so.
And they have no answer for why the Taliban leader who's running things over there in Afghanistan, who is on the terrorist watch list, why they're not doing anything about that. Instead, they sent money over there to them.
Yeah.
Our money.
They left our money.
Now,
we're not operating under a constitution anymore. That's clear, because we're letting the federal government run all over us. As far as the Constitution goes, we had something in place, to protect us. But
Larry from Calgary sent this to me, and it's a live feed. He said, just jump in. And it's restaurants and bars that are requiring vaccine passports to sit on the patios, even outside. You got to have proof. But so the people are bringing their own food and having picnics on the street. And there's a
good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate this. It's a live feed, but we can't stay with it. We're not going to say something. God, there's a lot of folks. All the way down the street. Good for you, people. I tell you what, Canada's in, they're bad. They're terrible. Not quite where Australia is, but pretty damn close.
Well, all I know is all these countries that are actually out there doing something and saying something, and I mean, we are, as far as, like, school board meetings and blah, blah, blah. But too many people are still, you know, like, when they go to the stores or, you know, et cetera. But they still look at you if you don't have a mask on. Like, for me, I have allergies. When I'm out in my hoop houses and I'm tearing out plants that are all dried and in the dust, my nose is clogged. I'm sorry. It rains and people are looking at me like, are you sick? Are you sick? Allergies, people. Allergies. Those have even gone away. You can't even have allergies anymore.
Wow.
Getting the dust there.
Did you also hear that the federal government isn't sending certain medications to Florida and Texas and whoever's...
I heard that.
Got an open state.
You're creating, like the federal government is doing, you're creating this crisis. It's just wrong, and it's wrong that they're not providing us information. It's wrong that they're not following the law, and it's wrong that they're going to be imposing a lot of costs and a lot of burdens on state and local communities all throughout the United States.
Okay, that was
well, you got what's that one? The National Organization of Public School Boards is asking Biden to treat parents' protests as domestic terrorism.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read that.
You know, yeah. I encourage people to follow, like, Clay Clark. Check out some of his work. Thomas Renz, he's the lawyer that is filing lawsuits over vaccine deaths. He is phenomenal. I mean, he just did a presentation where, I mean, they're showing through Medicaid and Medicare, one of the two. Anyways, all these deaths due to the vaccine. Okay, who else is it? And we know, if you look up And We Know, he does a lot of work too, you know, and a lot of this stuff is going on, and it's a wild thing. I've been following these guys for a while, and some of it I was like, yeah, okay, you know, but as every day gets closer and closer, I kind of go, well, that turned out to be true. That turned out to be true. I encourage you guys to check this stuff out, especially Thomas Renz. He is, like, on fire.
Who?
Just on fire.
Who?
He's a lawyer. Thomas Renz. R-E-N-Z as in zebra.
He's on fire.
So there's a group called And We Know. They do a podcast every day. Pretty much every day.
Yeah.
He's pretty spot on.
He's on Tucker a lot. He's on Tucker a lot.
I don't think so.
No, I think so. Yeah. And he's been beat up. He's been in the fight. He's been in the fight. And they know who he is, so he's got to come.
Oh,
you
and
know.
We know, yes. Yep, you're right, Donnie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the censorship, as far as that goes with the social media, I mean, we pretty much all figured that out, is that they don't want us communicating with each other, giving each other information from different states, different communities, as far as what's going on. And so that, you know, more people can figure out what's going on. And so they shut people down. And they don't want to be also called out for being wrong or switching information on their on the government websites like CDC and FDA. And so that's one way of doing it, is by just shutting down people who are trying to share what's going on, the truth.
Well, I've done figured out if there's a warning label, if it's been removed, if, you know, they tell you it's misinformation or it's false information or whatever, it's probably true.
Well, probably the thing true. Is we got to continue to fight this. I like what I see going on at these school board members meetings. And if states don't permit it, there should be provisions where parents, the public, can recall these school board members, send them a packing. In many cases, time you can't. But starting there at that level is critical because they're targeting your children. They're targeting the mind of your child. And we see a lot of young people coming up with some really wild thoughts and the things that they're saying.
I agree.
And that's being indoctrinated in these school systems. And the thing that gets me is, where in the heck did these teachers and some of these companies, where did they get this stuff from? Is this a pill that they've taken, or is it yet another virus of some sort? It's perplexing.
Yes, it is.
Well, you know what's really perplexing is how a lot of these doctors are buying into all this junk. I mean, literally buying into it. I didn't have my second gynecologist appointment canceled because I can't wear a mask. She refuses to let you in the office if you don't have a mask.
Oh, my gosh.
And you have to wait in your car until you're called in to go into the room.
Oh, yeah.
So, really?
Say your car changed colors. Will you say that again?
Okay. No, when you get to the office to, you know, for your appointment, you call them to let them know you're there. And when they're ready for you to come in to go into the room, they call you and say, come on in. So you're literally walking from the door to the scale to the room.
So they don't want you in the waiting room. Why don't they just take some Lysol and spray it in there?
You can't come in there and she won't see you if you won't wear a mask. I'm like, I guess that's what's really perplexing me is like, we're, like I said earlier, we're almost two years into wearing, you know, people wearing a mask, and it's obvious the vaccinated are the ones that are actually getting sick and, you know, clogging up persons of ICUs, et cetera. But the doctors don't see, an actual physician does not see how this is not working. You know what I mean? I'm blown away.
Jane.
Yes.
I asked my oncologist when this COVID thing first came out, you know, and everybody get the shot or you'll die and all this. I asked him about it one day and if what he thought of it. And he said he never did answer my question, but he said there are 32 different viruses out there.
How do they know there's 32? They haven't even really isolated the first one.
I don't know. But he says there are 32 different viruses out there. He never did answer my question about the COVID virus. You know, he just said...
He looted you.
Yeah. He never did.
Well, you let him off the hook. You should have...
Yes, I did. Because he did not answer my question, told me that he was not pushing the shot.
See? Oh, okay. Well, without answering your question, he answered your question, you're saying.
Right.
That's it.
So he actually did answer me.
Yeah,
that's interesting. 37 viruses, how, like everybody's saying, how do they know when it took them forever to come up with a COVID test and suddenly they come up with a test to show these other viruses exist?
Well, the COVID test, the PCR test that they have now is based off the common cold. It is not even based off coronavirus or the COVID-19 virus. That test will not be out until in December. That's when it's going to start differentiating between actual COVID-19 and flu, cold, whatever.
I think a big mistake that folks are making when they start the sniffles or a fever or something, they're scared. They think they've got the COVID virus. They run to the emergency room instead of going to their doctor's office. They will put them in the hospital immediately if they go to the emergency room and put them on a ventilator.
Or they run and get a COVID test immediately. If you've got a common cold, it's going to come back as you have COVID.
Or sinus infection.
Or
allergies.
Or
pneumonia.
It's going to come back that you have COVID because... The test is based off the common cold. It isn't even based on COVID-19.
Now, people need to stay away from the emergency rooms. Go to your doctor.
Know who Aaron Lewis is?
No.
Aaron Lewis? Nobody? In Western USA sent this, and it says, all Aaron Lewis did was whistle, and the crowd, I don't know who he is, started chanting, and I don't know what.
That's Joe Biden.
Sort of looks like an outside concert thing. It's a huge crowd. Huge. I don't know who Aaron Lewis is, but he drew a hell of a crowd, whoever he is. And F. Joe Biden, the crowd's going wild. There you go.
check
you know,
that email
I've never seen
just
another president that has happened with ever. Has anybody else? Where stadiums are saying that.
Yeah, they are. They're football games.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands.
I've never seen, it's almost in unison. You know, even Trump was president, he may have got some boos, but he got some yays, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Every single president has had the mix. This president is getting it in unison. You cannot tell me this man got 80 million votes, period.
Well, I know when Trump showed up the Army-Navy game, they gave him a standing ovation this year.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that Trump, LSU played Alabama. I could hear that all the way out here on the other side of Baton Rouge. Crowd.
Yeah.
You see that picture I sent you? What? Read it out to the people.
Hold on. Somebody just sent me. That's Joe. This is
down to the 25. The Bengals beat the all-out blitz. Well, they bring the house. It's an all-out blitz. Burrow has to hang in there and just get this ball out.
Okay, people, quit sending me LSU football tapes. Okay, you got a great team. You always do. So. Bianchi appreciates it, though.
Read the can. Email.
All right, hang on. I got to get to my email. That was my Twitter. Sheeple. Purple Pills saying, sheeple. Okay, where in the hell is my mail at? Here it is. Purple Pill, you need to call in and tell us why we're all sheeples. Well, I'd like to know.
I don't feel like a sheeple.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. You never know. Okay, which one you want me to read? School board?
Read the mail. Read the can.
Okay.
It's out to the school board. What does it say?
Kills over 100 illness causing germs, including the COVID-19 virus.
And what's the name of the product?
Lysol. Disinfectant
Lysol spray.
So
go in the bathroom, spray some of that, and just stay there for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, walk through the spray. There you go.
Sunlight kills it too, remember?
Like that?
There was a woman in the supermarket who actually literally must have sprayed a Listerine all over because she sure smelled like it.
Well, damn.
Well, that Lysol
wrap, you can spray it under your arms too if you feel the need.
Yeah. Use some deodorant. Use it as deodorant, people.
Man,
I'm just tired of every time you turn on the news, even. And my husband loves to watch the local news because of the weather and blah, blah, blah. And it seems like 20 minutes of it is nothing but stupid-ass COVID. COVID.
Well, if you're going to get a test COVID. And they're going to swab your nose, sniff that Lysol. It kills the virus.
Instantly.
So does soap and water and hot
would it be something? You know what?
Here's another question. If your little droplets from your mouth can spread this COVID virus, why the hell do they have to way up in your brain to get a sample? Why can't they just swab your mouth?
It might be implanting something up in your nose. Look like a booger, but it's a...
I'm telling you,
a transmitter.
No,
booger
they
transmitter.
Said that
they're
putting. I can't remember what's on the cotton swab. Kathy, maybe you can help me. There's something on the cotton swab that is actually very toxic to humans.
I don't know.
I can't remember what it is.
I never heard of that.
I called a guy I know the other day. I called two of them the same day. both of them had strokes. One had a stroke after the shot, and the other, I didn't ask him.
Wow.
And the one that had the stroke after the shot, he had a speech impairment. He was talking on the phone.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's terrible.
And you know something about these guys? They in St. Louis are your rebel rousers. The protesters.
Oh, yeah.
White folks this, white folks that, and I'll be damned. I just talked to one who's an organization leader today, and he said he went to the hospital, and he had a white doctor. And then he went someplace else, but he said I think he called the doctor, the white doctor, and the doctor told him to get on that, what's that, Moxetin, something like that, the one that...
Hydroxychloroquine?
No, not hydroxychloroquine, it's another one. But he got on that, and I think he said that's what saved his life. But what I'm saying is you got some of these people is all this, all that, until they get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Even Black Panthers you can see sitting at a desk with their sleeves rolled up, getting a shot.
On the spot is ethylene oxide, and it's been known to cause cancer.
What'd you say, Gene?
What is on the swab that they test for COVID ethylene.
May have some Johnson & Johnson baby powder.
I'm telling you, it's ethylene oxide. They use it to sanitize the swab. But that ethylene oxide has been known to cause cancer. Now, how many people, if they're going to get tested weekly, are getting this, you know, in their nose and getting over and over and over and over? And the nasal cavity is very, very tender. Very tender.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Donna, you supposed to know all this stuff.
I know, but I lost my doctor's license, so I can't.
Well, I do have a license to do research and to read articles and to make a common sense.
I still got my preacher's card. Did you get one, Joe?
Not yet. I'm waiting to marry some people.
You got to have that card first, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
I will call the police and tell them you got to pay $29.95. And you know Joe's not going to do that.
Not yet, because as soon as I get it, you know they're going to take away the religious exemption. I'll be a pastor, and they're going to make me a defrocked pastor now.
They gave him that ivermectin. Ivermectin.
Ivermectin. Never heard of it.
Ivermectin.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of ivermectin.
Oh, yeah.
I have heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
And say Trump, when Trump was talking about the shot, taking the shot, it was that Regeneron vaccine that he took.
Yeah.
Regeneron.
Yeah.
Regeneron is also known to shut down your kidneys. So he got lucky.
Yeah,
that's what he said. Because the Regeneron gets the...
Every woman.
One that sounds like Regeneron, though. It's another one that sounds like Regeneron.
This Remdesivir, that one is crap.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Remdesivir.
That's it, Remdesivir, thank you.
Yeah, that's
I'm
the
sorry.
One.
That's the one that shuts down your kidneys.
Yeah.
They're trying to kill people. I mean, they're just trying to kill people.
Well, you know, Gene. Go ahead, Kathy.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, our problem is we don't get the truth about anything. We don't know. You know, we hear all this bad about the shot, and then we hear good about the shot, you know. I mean, we just don't get the truth or good information, you know.
Well, all you have to do is go to the VAERS website, though, to get more accurate information regarding any of the vaccines.
I think everybody just jumped on the bandwagon in the beginning because they were afraid they were going to die if they got the COVID virus, you know, because that's what they were told, you know.
Right.
Isn't it funny, 90-some-odd percent of the people that come down with it survive?
Without the shot.
Without the shot, under normal circumstances.
Yeah.
Yep.
Your own
and that's with them improperly venting people.
So then this goes back to the conversation that this had to be created in order to start a stir for a purpose.
It was patented years ago.
I've known about my leukemia for 4 years. 2 years ago is when I got real sick, and that's before they even knew about the COVID. I was sick for about 3 months, you know, and it was the COVID, you know, but my immune system, you know, although
it was depressed.
Yeah, but my immune system, I got over it, though, you know, eventually. You know, but it took a long time, you know, for me to get over that. But I had all of the symptoms. You know, I even had pink eye. I had fever, severe coughing, lots of mucus, fatigue, breathing problems. I had all of the symptoms of COVID. And my doctor gave me something, antibiotics. And but it took me a while to get over it. But my immune system got me over it.
Well, since you're
yeah, married, even in the compromised state that
right.
it's in because you're on the other stuff.
No, I wasn't on that then. I wasn't on that. But my white
count. You weren't
count,
on the chemo?
No, not at that time.
Oh,
but
no,
my white
sure.
count was going way up, see, up above normal, see.
Yeah.
So my white count was already going up, and then I got sick. But my own immune system still, you know, kicked in and got me over it. Just took a little bit longer, you know.
And it's a good thing that you did catch it and did get over, because now you've got the antibodies, which are supposed to help you throughout the rest of your life.
Yes, I hope. I hope.
And, and Joe, you bring up a great point.
What this chemo doesn't damage in my body, I'm hoping I still have good antibodies, you know. So.
Well, you're not going to get rid of
I'm
them
sure
unless you have, unless the chemo is going to get rid of them.
Yeah.
But if you've had COVID, why even get the vaccine? Antibodies, the actual antibodies are way better than anything that's man-made.
Well, it's just like Joe or Bianchi once said, people have a better chance of their own immune system helping them get over the COVID virus than not, you know,
right.
their own immune system. This COVID shot suppresses your natural immune system.
And they also warn now, if you're vaccinated, don't take, you know, you're not supposed to have anything else after the vaccination. So these booster shots, they're just dragging people down into the depths of death.
Yes. What was it? FDA came out. They are not supporting the booster shot. The FDA. They are not supporting the booster shot.
And tell me why CDC employees and FDA employees are not mandated to get this. They're exempt.
You're right.
From the mandates. Wake up, people. That's all I got to say. It's just too much does not make sense.
I was hoping that the person who had the talk show that I went to would come on because he wanted to talk about the vaccines. So I'm hoping he'll be here before 11 o'clock.
Well, is he for them or against them?
Well, he's a liberal, so he's for them. He's gotten I think he's gotten the third booster, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
I thought that third booster was, you know, not even, the FDA said don't take it.
Yeah, well, they change their minds every month.
Yeah.
Every month? You mean every other day?
Yeah.
Well, in California, I think the kids have to have it before they can go to school. I might be wrong. Suzette?
Have they done school?
No, you're right. It was just something that was mandated yesterday.
Yeah.
You know,
I got to start homeschooling.
Yeah.
I don't understand why the hospitals are following the CDC protocol. That is a privately owned business. Nothing to do with the government.
Who's one of the benefactors?
What, Kathy? Okay.
The hospitals are following the CDC's protocol for treating COVID patients.
Okay.
When you go into the hospital sick, they have a protocol that they follow, the hospital. It is a CDC's protocol. They give you pain medicine, put you on a ventilator. I don't know what else they do, but, you know, most of them people are dying.
Yeah.
Respiratol, what's that?
There's other protocols, too, that there are available, like the Mass Plus. There's a Mass Plus protocol. There's like three or four other protocols that you can request and tell them you do not want the CDC protocol. You have to research it.
You know, what's amazing is a government, a state government, like a governor can say, no, you can't take this shot, even though your doctor prescribes it to you, he can shut down these pharmacies from giving it out.
Ban some of those medications, the treatments, from doctors being able to use them. Yeah.
And they've been using them for people have been using, been on these for years, and they can't all of a sudden take it. No, you can't take it.
Yeah, they told the pharmacies that a while back. In California, they're telling the doctors, you cannot exempt more than 5 people. Otherwise, your license will come under review, which is code for you will no longer be a doctor if you exempt 5 people from taking the vaccine.
Who is telling the doctors this?
CDC, maybe the FDA, some government agency.
It's probably like the governor's office or their health department in California. Kind of like what Wimmer's done here with the
the first rung of the ladder, whoever's going to review their license. Now the agency telling them is probably being told by the CDC. Everything in America is being controlled by the government because every major corporation needs government funding. They have contracts with the government, and the state government always have contracts with the federal government. The $3-some-odd trillion bill, just one of a few of them, is there to pass out goodies to overseas, to the lobbyists, to filter down to the people who are giving campaign donations. They've been playing the game for years. Now they're just stepping it up.
Why do sports get federal funding? Why does the NFL get federal funding and the NBA?
They should.
They do.
I didn't know they did.
I saw that on the internet. They got some federal funding.
Well, and for one thing, a lot of stadiums are being built on taxpayer dollars. They're not being built by the owners of the teams.
Well, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So they owe the government, because the government can come and say, you know what?
That's not
now, we could always pass a law that says that you, in this particular area, you won't be exempt. Sorry, buddy. And then they'll say, holy shit, that's going to cost us hundreds of millions of dollars. Well, then you better play ball.
But that's
Joe, you reminded me of something that happened in Michigan this week. Sorry.
Go ahead, Gene.
Mm-hmm.
I was just, when you talked about federal funding, in Michigan, they passed in Michigan that they cannot mandate masks in schools, otherwise they will lose their funding. And Whitmer actually signed it.
She signed them.
She signed the bill.
They cannot mandate masks
K through 12, otherwise they will lose their funding.
She's trying to save face.
Oh, she's trying to get reelected next year.
You better get.
Anyways, that's a good thing that they signed that bill, that bill actually passed and got signed and passed into law.
Right.
Well, them Democrats are pulling out all the stops.
They really
all
are.
The stops.
Mm-hmm. They really are. Free money.
We are.
Money.
We are witnessing some stuff we never would have dreamed of, will we?
Yeah.
Not just the Democrats. You got your Rhino Republicans in there too.
You got that.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right, Ken. I'm sorry I missed that.
There's a lot of honest, good Democrats out there, you know.
I agree. And it's on both sides. It's not just one side.
No, of course not. It takes two to tango. Next in 2 years from now, 4 years from now, it'll be just the opposite. If Republicans get in office, it'd be just the opposite. It goes back and forth every four years.
Lobbyists, money on the table is money on the table. The Republicans have had control of the House a number of times and the Senate, and what do they do?
Nothing.
That's right.
Absolutely nothing.
And in 4 years, well, let's say put it like this, in 3 years by 2024, I doubt if we'll recognize America enough to even care about the elections.
Well, we just got to keep fighting, Joe. This in the areas where we talked about, people don't have to get out in the street and march and turn over trash cans and stuff. It's like, say, like the school board. Let's get these ratchet programs like critical race theory and all this other mess. Johnny had two mamas, books and stuff like that. Get it out of there. I mean, you got to fight.
Yeah,
it's not just the school boards. It's your local governments, too. You know, your local townships and then your county.
Now they're teaching kids to have anal sex.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. I've seen that. I heard about it. I ain't seen it.
I heard about that today.
People that's Second Amendment need to start wearing their guns out where people can see them to get used to it. Restaurants.
I was going to say Smith and Wesson. Is after 169 years in Massachusetts,
going to Arkansas,
to Tennessee.
Moving to Tennessee, right?
Tennessee.
And going to bring along 750 jobs and over $125 million investment. So thank you, Massachusetts. I'm sure Tennessee appreciates it. And they're leaving because the Second Amendment, it's always coming under attack, and for the health of their employees. Can you imagine if they find out you're working at Smith and Wesson, what kind of hell you're going to catch?
Oh, man.
Imagine.
I think I should go up there so I can punch somebody.
Yeah. Gene, you sent me this... Puma, Puka.
Yeah.
That's not what I seen. I seen the H, the ones with the H's.
Right.
I never seen this one before. But the
you
acres,
guys were talking about it last week, both of them.
I know. But the first picture I have not seen, I'm saying. One with the agents. Gene, relax. I seen the one with the agents.
It's an article.
I know. I've been reading it. Yeah, and it says it's pretty amazing on the H's, you know, that he doesn't show that. And I wish he would, because unbelievable how much those things weigh.
But they don't weigh as much as the queens. They don't weigh the 400 whatever tons or whatever they claimed it.
Well, now Aliens, the TV show, said 800 tons, but where they're listening in at 440 tons. I mean, come on.
What weighs 440 tons?
I don't know. What the hell? I got to read it again. Much as
you
often.
Know,
go ahead.
You know, we were talking about the Second Amendment. Restaurants should offer free cup of coffee with your meal if you wear your gun in. And I think in some places that I've mentioned have done that. Coupons. If you come in open carrying, you get the X percentage off.
Yeah.
And that would help spur the movement. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see what this is now.
Sorry, I'm reading something.
Yeah, okay, it's 131 metric tons equal to 144 U.S. tons. So, I mean, how did they make the ages and get those up there like that? That's what I've seen. I mean, we can squabble over a few hundred million tons, but God, dog, 144 tons, and you're making a big, huge H. How in the hell do you do that?
No, that's if you read it, it's not all of them are 144 tons. That's the largest one. Most of them are actually less than that size.
But it was made. I just want to know how somebody made it. That's all. I just want to know.
Maybe some of it. Big Kathy's friends have done it.
Yeah, with big heads and eyes.
Oh,
and the Nazca lines. Did you read the article on the Nazca lines? Pretty amazing. The Nazca lines, you know, you're talking about the monkey. They actually used rope and stakes and did that. They explained how it was done.
Yeah. But when was it done?
It says 500 to 2,000 years ago, so around 10 to 700 AD.
And you can only see it from the sky, and look how perfect that is. It's amazing.
And they say that they actually took a canvas and mapped it out on a canvas first.
Like to know how they know that. I would like to know how they, something that happened 2,000 years ago, they can say, well, they had a canvas. And they did it that way. I just don't believe that.
I'm sure they have proof.
I don't think so.
Well, you have to read the whole article.
Gene, there's different viewpoints on this. You're seeing one viewpoint and I've seen another. And I don't know which one's true. I hell if I know. But I would love to know.
Bianchi was talking about the open carry. I had myself on mute and I was commenting. Then I realized
I took it somewhere else. I guess I did it. Sorry, guys. Go ahead. Open carry and get a free cup of coffee. Joe, I was paying attention.
No, I was hearing him. I was commenting.
You were looking for a free cup of coffee is what you were looking for.
No, I was saying that it was I was hoping everybody would carry a gun, open carry or concealed carry. It would let everybody know, you know, we're not taking this shit anymore. In a very nice, subtle, but powerful way.
Like they do in Texas.
Well, Texas isn't the republic it used to be.
I'm not really happy.
No, but everybody carries a gun in Texas.
I'd like to know why they're taking donations to build a wall, finish building the wall in Texas. Why in the hell don't they just build it? Well, they got the stuff
there.
They just need to put it up.
Abbott's talking about it all the time. Yeah,
I thought he was going to bring the National Guard down there and string him across.
Abbott's a talker. He's not like DeSantis. Abbott's just a talker.
Well, I guess so.
Hell, it's another 60,000 Haitians hit it.
Oh, yeah.
That's boarded us. Somebody's paying for that. It has to be those religious NGOs.
You're right, Bianchi. Somebody's paying for that. Somebody is. And don't tell me these people are walking.
You notice how they just all those people magically just disappeared in a very short period of time?
Oh, yeah. They started showing them on the news. All of a sudden, they disappeared. Yeah. And the end of America.
Whatever happened to that guy that got so many millions in donations to finish the wall, you know, private donations?
They found out nothing. They didn't do anything wrong.
Mm.
They put up a lot of that wall. They put up a lot. And found out the guy didn't... That was just the Democrats again blaming somebody. And then who's the guy that worked? Trump, he also got blamed, and no charges against him either. As soon as Trump lost the election, they also decided, well, he's innocent, so here you go.
Which reminds me, how many of the people who were arrested at the January 6th riot, how many of them who were Trump supporters are still in solitary confinement?
600.
600 still locked up?
Why?
Jesus.
600?
That's what I heard.
No,
I saw it was 600.
Six, definitely.
And they're still looking for them. You know?
No, they're actually in jail.
Yeah.
There's like six of them.
There's more than six Trump supporters in jail. Joe Biggs was one of the so-called insurrectionists. He was in jail for months. He's got out. They released him. He's got anxiety attacks every day, nightmares.
They mistreated them. They treated them worse than they do during...
That's right.
Like a prisoner of war.
Yeah.
How many still in jail for vandalizing and looting stores?
No BLMers are in jail that I know of.
How many are in jail for burning down St. Louis?
No. What's going on in Portland? We hadn't heard anything from Portland lately. You know, what's going on up there?
Well, I heard the mayor or the governor, I think it was the mayor, he changed around. He needs more money for police. He needs more money for police. After saying we need to defund the police and then seeing crime go sky high, businesses closing forever, pharmacies gone. Not bad, as bad as San Francisco, but Bring Your Boy said the Clintons are to blame for the Haitians. the Haitians love the Clintons. You know that. They stole a bunch of money. Bunch of money. You're right, Bring Your Boy.
The people in Haiti have no love for the Clintons. None. None. They didn't get the money that was raised for them.
George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton. I can still see them on those commercials.
Yeah, $500 million, and they built, what, six homes?
Yeah, very little. And they hired somebody that didn't even, they had no business hiring. And Biden's brother was involved in some of that. But I don't
know. No, Hillary's brother.
Hillary's brother was for the home. Biden was something else, and there was another guy who was for the cell phone, the phone system.
Yeah, the phone system. Well, they keep taking people out of there. They don't have nobody to clean up.
No.
And that's
no.
the truth.
And then in 2 years, 3 years, no, probably sometime next year, we'll hear how Social Security and Medicare, all that's going to go broke.
But we can fund these illegals and these refugees and take care of them.
Exactly.
And you got some Americans that's dumbass enough to think that ain't a bad idea.
I know.
Really don't. See, you don't got to the point now where you got groups, logic, thinking of taking from one, giving to another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they think that unless it affects them.
Yeah, right. I got my millions, so...
well, not
fine.
Even that. It's the students, too. It was either louder with Crowder or the campus reform or Mark Dice. I forget which one did the the interview on the street with the students. And whoever the person was asking the students, and they believe in socialism. They believe that... Yeah, you should tax the rich a little more in order to help out the, the poor. So then he asked them, well, does that apply to your grades as well? And he goes, what do you mean? Well, if you want to share the wealth, and if you've got an A, and you've got students in your class who are getting Cs, then shouldn't they get Bs by taking away a little bit from your A? And the people said, well, I worked for that. Well, duh, we work for our money.
Huh. Yeah, I've seen that. I think that was Dice.
Was it? Martin. All right. Yeah.
I think so. It might not be. I do remember that. And then one guy was interviewing about the same thing on a college campus, and this guy wants to give everything to these people. We got too much in our country. We need to help everybody in the world out that needs it. And the interviewer said, I want to see you in about 10 years when the taxes that will be coming out of your check and see if you change your mind. Oh, I won't. Yeah, bullshit.
Mm-hmm. You're dumbasses. They're dumbasses.
Yeah. Man.
There are people who don't know about economics. They don't understand that if they went to school, they think it's not going to happen to them. They want to look like Christians. So they say, spread the wealth around until it affects them. All of a sudden, they start crying.
Yeah. Yeah, until if they, they ask, well, how's your mom and dad feel about paying more taxes? Oh, well, I don't talk to them about it. Yeah? Well, no, because they don't like paying taxes anyway. Well, no kidding, moron.
And the people who are complaining about the rich taking advantage of loopholes, let me ask you people something. If you were an entrepreneur and you had the opportunity, I'm not talking about anybody in the panel, I'm talking about listeners here who may be liberals, and you had the opportunity as an entrepreneur to take advantage of legal loopholes to reduce taxes, to reduce your expenses, I bet you 98% and more would take advantage of them. Wouldn't you, you stupid liberals?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they would.
Well, I'm sure that's how the BML leader, or the reason why she bought all those houses, because she had to invest her money so that she wouldn't get dinged on the taxes for collecting all the money she did, or they did.
Right, and she had to do it to the point of $1.9 million houses.
Right.
Yep, exactly.
Obscure Sapphire sent this. It says, "Hey Donnie, I have an up-and-coming patriot music artist who released a song about Biden. Will you please play it? I love you guys. I love you guys." Well, thank you. Well, let's just hear a little bit of it there. Obscure.
He doesn't really know you.
I love high gas prices. I love paying more for groceries, and I really love seeing taxes rise. It's so good knowing that I'm giving more but receiving less. It makes me feel humble, but I'm going to stop with the sarcasm right there, because I swear we're living in a real jungle. It's what? Pretty simple to me, though. It's way past being left to right. Just use your head and common sense to think about how you've been affected in daily life. Is it easier or is it harder? That's the most important question you should think of first, because life is a bitch already as it is, and you don't need someone that's gonna make it worse. Ask me? I think we're fucked. Don't give me that look. Everything sucks. Have you gone outside? Have you been to the store? Have you compared the prices to a year before? Do you drive a car? Have you pumped gas? Don't lie to me now. It sucks ass. You can brush it off like it's a fucking joke, but the media lies. Numbers don't.
Well, you can't blame Biden. It isn't him.
Well, who the fuck is it then? What jacked up the prices? I want to know why I spend so much up at Conoco. I don't know. I think it's insane that the leader of the country gets no blame, because the whole entire time, the last 4 years, it was cheap as fuck. I'm just saying. Now watch. Down in the comment section, someone's gonna give us an economy lesson. I can't wait to hear your expert analysis on fluctuation and how expenses balance.
Hey, it's all a part of the process. What the hell are you bitching for? It's fine.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the 16 cents that I saved on hot dogs for 4th of July. What a fucking steal. Too bad I spent more on gas just to get to Target. So by the time I got done buying all the shit and filling up my car, I had way less than when I started. Now, I don't really call that savings. No, I call that losing money. It doesn't take a genius to do simple math, but apparently you can't, so who's the dummy? I'm just pissed off. This inflation's fucked up. But I gotta sit here and act like I love this administration with a thumbs up? Stupid. Everything is hell.
Now, you know, if he took the swearing out, he could actually have a good song here.
You know what I was thinking? Eminem? Yeah, he did have a good song.
Well, hell, that's for the new generation, man. The Zeners.
Well,
Z generation.
There's still 4 minutes, 3 minutes and 40 seconds of this thing going. It's pretty good.
But you act like I'm supposed to be in heaven. You know our country ain't doing too good when the Waffle Houses start to close at 11. Dude, it's barely calling. Like I'm being overzealous. Every time the man speaks, I have no fucking clue what he's trying to tell us. Every speech is like a gag reel. Every time I see the shit, I'm like, is that real? Well, considering the fact that the only other option was Trump, I don't think it's such a bad deal. Fuck that. I want a strong leader.
That's
M&M's
cadence,
too. To be constantly tested, especially when you're in the most powerful position in the world. That should be not even a question. There's really not enough words that can describe the craziness we're facing, dude, but the crazier part is there's still people you need to sit down and really explain this to. Come on, man. Just watch a press conference. You'll see that Joe is all gone. He literally says out loud that he has a list of people he's supposed to call on. And even then, he fucks that up. The whole thing is hella awkward. COVID-19 ain't his biggest enemy. It's the goddamn teleprompter. It feels like we don't even have a leader. It's like we're all just following blindly. Each of my grandparents could run circles around him in a debate, and they're almost 90. Look at him. Don't take it from me. Go listen to him. It's not a rumor. Today, Jesus Christ, go on YouTube and click any video of Joe Biden and check out the like and the dislike ratios. That should prove to you that no one likes him. I don't agree with anything he's done. His decisions affect me in many ways. If it was up to me, I'd rather have mean tweets and cheap gas any day. I don't like Biden. What good's he done for us? I think Afghanistan pretty much sums it up. What a dumb adult. My stomach does somersaults when I think about those 13 soldiers that were killed, the fucking gall. Then he goes to the service and keeps checking his watch like he has somewhere better to be. I swear the disrespect isn't stopped. Pick your fucking head up. Look at the women and men you killed. I don't understand how anyone could even defend you still. And if they do, they either don't know what they're talking about or they're lying to themselves, because they know damn well you're a problem now. Pulling out was a good choice. Not the way you did it, though. Kamala's probably sitting there like, oh my god, we did it, Joe. Speaking of her, where's she been through all these deadly days? As soon as shit erupts and hits the fan, Kamala's MIA. Not like she does anything anyway, so fucking useless. Law and order, crisis at the border, she don't fucking do shit. Just a talking head, paired up with the walking dead, breaking absolutely every word that was promised or said. Every time I see their faces on TV, it's such a bummer. I feel like I'm watching the third installment of Dumb and Dumber. And on top of all that, they put another ban on ammo
trying to disarm Americans, but with the Taliban like Rambo. You give them hundreds of thousands of military guns, but Americans just trying to protect their families are the scary ones. You put more trust in a terrorist organization than you do in your own people. You don't care about this nation. Fuck you, that's from me. Fuck you, that's from them. Fuck you from everyone that's still stuck in Afghanistan. Fuck you from the men and women who died for this country. And fuck you for every time you lie to cover up something. You blame this on Trump. How the fuck is this even his fault? You're in charge now, not him. That's just your default. Whenever something goes wrong, you flip and say he did it. But whenever something goes right, you're quick to take the credit. You undid almost all of Trump's agreements by your second day. So why is this one of the only fucking things you left in place? No cross the bear, no responsibilities, just chocolate chip to ease your mental instability. I would say the blood's on your hands, but that's a lie, because you don't even know where the fuck you are half the time.
I hope that goes viral.
Eat it, man. Email it to me, Donnie. I'm going to learn some singing next time.
Yeah.
Damn good song. Good message.
They yeah, need to play that all the time, 24/7.
Yeah.
They did it on Trump, didn't they? Where the hell is the giant damn Macy Day parade type balloon of this crazy Joe Biden? Show him in his pimp hair. Show him in his Jim Crow Joe Biden pimp hairstyle, smoking a Newport cigarette with cornrows.
Oh, yeah.
Who was that, Donnie?
Yeah, I love it.
I want to be part of the group, Bianchi. I want to be in the group.
Oh, my. Well, there you go, your Sapphire. I played it. You had two songs there. But that was.
Who was the artist?
It doesn't say who the damn artist is. The real
start playing that to the young kids. Yeah.
The real,
indoctrinate their minds.
The real Sampson.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sure, real, he's better rap than what you hear today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I if he changed it to Trump and took the swear words out, they'd be playing that on the radio tomorrow.
No, leave the swear words in there. That's today's culture. They need to sing. They need to do a rap song on that dried up Nancy Pelosi who can't walk too close to a damn barbecue pit for fear of catching on fire.
Hey, Bianchi, have you noticed how her boobs are drooping a whole lot here lately?
I thought they was in her pocket the other day.
Well,
what? What are you looking at her boob for?
Well, I just noticed it was down there at her waist.
Well,
you know, or close to her thighs.
They were perky up there about 4 years ago.
And her thighs is walking about two steps behind her.
And that's true.
Those are man balls.
I did see a good video the other day.
My God.
That they're changing Black Lives Matter to Babies Lives Matter.
Shit.
Oh, well.
Every time you hear
it.
They don't give a damn about no babies. You know, here's the thing, too. Mississippi's law says you cannot abort after 15 weeks. You mean to tell me that a woman don't know she's pregnant by 15 weeks?
How many months is that?
Did you hear Tlaib?
Who?
Tlaib? Oh, my God. She had a meltdown. You guys don't watch any of these hearings, do you?
No.
No, not. Why would you want to do that? You leave it up to me.
Everything out of her mouth is about Palestine.
Thank you so much, poor woman Maloney, for your kind stance and also using the House Oversight Committee to take a deeper dive into the impact of what happened in Texas there as well as across the country. You know, I grew up in the most beautiful, blackest city in the country, where 85% of the city of Detroit is black, and it's beautiful, and black mothers are the ones who told my mother to raise her voice when she had that heavy immigrant, like, accent at parent meetings.
And, you know, I'm sitting there listening to people pretending, disingenuously, honestly, that they actually care about the lives of my black neighbors. I always get emotional about this because I cannot believe that my colleagues who didn't even vote for the George Floyd Justice for Policing Act are talking about the fact that Planned Parenthood, which I believe is literally one of the only healthcare places and institutions like cities like mine, the fact that we have some of the worst infant mortality rates in the country among black children. We can't even get them to 1 year old. It's like, why aren't we spending the same energy, doctor, in saving those lives, getting them to 1 year? How come when I was in the Michigan legislature, they spent so much time on this that they never wanted to talk about that single mother that we needed to make sure that she had the wraparound services, that she could actually provide for her family because she made a choice? But we abandon those mothers every corner. We vilify and dehumanize. I've watched them force mothers to do drug testing before they could even get any assistance. When are we going to actually call this out for what it is? So this is about controlling women in our country, period. Stop pretending it's not. You know, what's so distressful about all of this is the fact that it's not just Texas, Chairwoman. You know this. This is literally opening the floodgates to the possibility that we are actually going to see our country punish and criminalize abortion, criminalize women making a very difficult decision. I want to know, you know, Dr. Scott, like, honestly, what are you doing about infant mortality rate among black children? Have you testified in a committee about it?
Thank you for your question. I'm very interested in the topic. I have applied to be a member of the Texas Maternal Morbidity and Mortality Committee 3 times. I have not been accepted. Mm-hmm. I suspect it may be because of my stance on life. Mm-hmm. But I'm terribly concerned by the lack of support that so many of those women have.
Yeah, well, the same people that voted for the bill that you are championing today are people that would actually leave them completely homeless and with no safeguards at all. I want you to believe me when I say that to you, because Black Lives Matter should be very much at the forefront in every policy that we ever do in this country. It can't just be you clearing a sign or being on a commission. It's actually standing up and saying what we see. Because I want to tell you something. You know, over 40% of the deaths of COVID in my state or my black neighbors, even though they make up less than 14% of the total population of Michigan, because of environmental racism, because they don't have access to health care, and you're all punishing Planned Parenthood, which is literally sometimes the only option that they have, because people are investing and saying, this is how we can get access to health care. And I'm really just incredibly frustrated of the gaslighting, the misleading, and trying to say you're speaking on behalf of my black neighbors. You're not. You're not. And so I'm going to leave with Ms. Ross. I saw your face and the pain in your face, and I just have to tell you, you know, as you were listening to them, I could see you had a lot to say, and I'm going to leave you with the last minute to tell me how you felt when you heard them talk about, oh, this is killing black folks. Tell them what is really killing black folks in this country. Go ahead and tell them the truth.
Well, I'm tired of white saviors saying that black women aren't smart enough to make our own decisions about our lives. That's what I'm tired of. That is the ultimate in racism, to accuse us of being less smart, less human, and less caring about our children than you do, when your actions speak louder than your mealy words, because you vote against children having lunches, getting good schools, getting rid of guns so that they can survive. You vote against everything about our children once they're here, and yet you want to say that you're a better savior of black children than we are? Get over yourself. That this white saviorism does not convince us that you have our interests at heart.
I hope you heard her, because, you know, a mentor of mine told me when I got here, some people are never going to hear or see you the same way I do, Rashida. But I hope you saw Ms. Ross and you felt what she's saying, because it is the truth. You want to save lives? Start investing in tearing down structural racism in our country.
General Lady, the gentleman from Texas,
excuse me, the gentleman from Kansas, Mr. LaTurner.
Madam Chair, point of order. Point of order from the ranking member. Point of order.
Okay. The gentleman is recognized.
Madam Chair.
What's your point of order?
I've never seen a hearing where a witness has been badgered and treated the way that our witness has been treated today. And I would like to encourage your members to treat this witness with respect. I can't believe I'm having to say this in Congress. We are very frustrated at 99% of your witnesses over this Congress, but we treat them with respect. So all I ask is that the Democrats treat our witness with respect. She is answering the questions. She is doing a tremendous job handling herself well, and I don't think she deserves to be treated the way that she's been treated by your side. I yield back.
Well, I know that members have very strong feelings about this issue, but I would encourage members to treat everyone in this hearing, members and witnesses, with respect.
Okay. There you go.
Well, you know, let me tell you something, Donnie. I get sick and tired of white people being cowed down on some mess like what you just heard. That woman should have fired back. You can't be too goddamn concerned about your kids when in 30 years you abort more than 20 million, which is over half the population that you are here today. You can't be too much concerned about your black kids when in Chicago in 118 days, you don't have close to 2,179 shots with over 275 murders. So what kind of concern about your kids is that? 2,195 to be exact in 118 days and 275 murders. You can't be too much concerned. Wait a minute. I ain't done. You can't be too much concerned about your black kids and not wanting these white saviors to come along. Heck, you begging for them. In Chicago, you got your kids wearing damn bulletproof backpacks and running zigzag down the street to keep from being shot by bullets. And them 2,195 blacks were shot by other blacks. No white police officers shot nobody. But you don't hear a damn thing. And don't say that, well, it's the politics. You got a black female mayor, 4'2", openly gay. Her husband, I guess, is a white woman that's about 7'2". You can see how that look coming down the damn street. The second in command in Illinois, your lieutenant governor, is a black female. Your number one cop in Illinois is a black male. Your Secretary of State in Illinois is a black male. The superintendent of police in Chicago is a black male. So where is the concern about black kids? All that crazy hogwash. All they're doing is grandstanding. That's all they're doing.
That's exactly what they all do all the time, every issue.
And I get tired of white folks. You know, I'm gonna ask you. Everybody on here is white, except for me. What in the hell has paralyzed you the way you're acting? God damn, you should have been throwing left and right and kicking in the balls of that woman talking that stuff. Because she had to have some footballs. And somebody had to put up. I really don't understand it. These people are going for your jugular vein.
And well, if they were so concerned about children, I mean, the lady right there was basically saying that, and if we have the children, then, you know, you're not voting on education, you're not voting on feeding the kids lunch, you're not voting on doing this for the kids and voting, basically just relying on government handouts, you know, for raising the kids instead of taking responsibility for getting pregnant in the first place. You know, they're just, I don't understand. And she had no shame.
That's what that witness should have said.
Well,
also, the one lady said that You know, you're not taking away the guns. And where Bianchi was just speaking of, has one of the strictest gun laws in our country. And they still are getting guns.
Yeah.
And killing each other.
I knew this was going to go on the guns. You know, Illinois got some of the strictest gun laws in the damn country.
Yeah.
Right.
And of that number,
to take away the guns. It's like they're getting them illegally.
And that time, you know, and I'm going to tell you something else. Boy, Detroit has got, what, like 600,000 blacks in it? 88% of the city is black?
Yes.
And they vote for that lady? You know, people can vote for who they want to. But I like the way they started changing the tune and how they've gotten bold where they use these words, black babies, white, white saviors. It's really interesting how they use these words. And then what's more interesting, like I keep telling you, whites stand there paralyzed. They don't say anything of fighting back. I think, Donnie, I'm going to put some shaving cream all over my face, and I'm going to stand up there next to one next time.
You asked how whites got there. We have been a boiled frog. Is basically how it comes down. You know how to boil a frog, right?
Yeah.
Well,
you put him in the same temperature water that you're comfortable with, and you turn up you turn on the flame very, very low, and then you just start increasing it ever so slightly. That is exactly what's happening in our society. Is we have started to be conditioned, you know, over a period of time. That if we speak up, we're racist. If we sing, we're racist.
You've allowed to play on that word guilt. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
But when there's opportunities to point out the racism, actually blatant racism on the other side, it's never done. Like the fact that Rashida Tlaib had said, my black neighbors. Why do you have to say your black neighbors? Why can't you just say your neighbors? You know,
yeah.
I mean, you have to identify. So, I mean, that to me is racist by separating groups, segregating.
Well, she's trying to be a hero.
That's
right.
Well,
but I mean, that was an opportunity to point out.
She was also explaining how 40% of the people, are, you know, were black that died from COVID when they're only 20% of the population. I kind of get that. But the point is we've been programmed.
You know, you remember, I think she ran and she didn't live in the district.
Who is that?
Tlaib. From,
Rashid.
Yeah.
Rashid Tlaib.
Yeah, she's
the one that had to carry out at Detroit, what was it, Detroit, I can't remember, club Trump was speaking at, and they had to carry her dumb ass out. Cussing.
Bill Clinton.
She used her dad's address, and she never even lived there ever.
Bill Clinton at a Clinton Foundation forum, sitting there being interviewed, said that he think Obama supported him and Hillary, that Detroit should be redeveloped using Syrian refugees. Ain't not one black Negro said a thing about that. This man, your first black president, your first black saxophone blues brothers president, is throwing your asses under the bus.
Hold on, you'll love this one. Hang on, guys.
Keep government open. We have to do those imminently, more imminently even, to address the full Obama agenda of building back better. Keep government open. We intend. We have to do those imminently, more imminently even, to address the full Obama agenda.
There you go. That was said on the 28th of September, 2021.
Pelosi.
Yep.
Is Pelosi slipped today and speaks the truth about who's running this country? And, you know, Susan Rice was at the Capitol last night, trying to persuade votes, get the votes changed, and what's she doing there anyway?
Yeah, I thought she's supposed to be an employee.
What I thought.
In the State Department. These people are getting away with every damn thing.
Now, but folks, you heard Rashid go off. You heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any point in even coming back at her with anything? You're not going to change her. I'd rather not even have a conversation with someone like her. There is no winning. No winning.
Well, she's
no,
firstly, she's lying. She's over exaggerating things.
I know that.
You know, it's so much information out there that shows that she's lying, shows that she's exaggerating. They're talking about the school. Blacks control these school districts. The state statute said that what goes on in that school district, from the curriculum, the books, and the teacher instruction, is up to you. Ain't no white folks doing that. That's you not doing that. And you know the sad part about it? The kids are being raped and ratted over a stone. Why would you treat your kids like that? Why would you have a high school that was a high school that's got 1,200 students, 99.9% black, and you got 5%, less than 5% that's reading efficiently, and 10%, 5% math and 10% reading proficiency? Why would you let that go on? Where are these kids going to go?
Well,
at private at private colleges, on the SAT test, before that black child sits down, they spotted 310 points. Whites, nothing. Asians, minus 140 points. Hispanics, about 230 or 70 points. Now, what is that telling that child? What is it telling them?
Because you're
and
black,
you blame the whites for that? That's a bunch of bull crap.
But Bianchi, when you go back to the parents being of the schools, you know, are in control of the schools, again, it's the same thing with the boiling of the frog. They've been led to believe that they have no say in what is done.
Oh, they castigate a person. And that same school, Normandy High School there on Lucas and Hunt, St. Charles Rock Road, one day, they took off half the day for the student to celebrate something with George Floyd. What kind of ridiculous mess is that? What would, and you know, here's another thing to go to show you how trifling some of these folks are. We all know Rosa Parks, right?
Right.
You know what she's done?
Yes.
Rosa Parks had to move up to Detroit.
Yes.
After what she'd done down south. And she stayed in a house. Okay. Now, Rosa Parks died, and that house is in Detroit. Up until recent, I don't know, maybe a year or so ago, the house was up for condemnation. The city was going to tear it down because it owed $500 meager dollars. You know, there's no black person in Detroit come up with $500. A white man had to save that house. A white male saved the house. He disassembled, put it on a boat and shipped it to Germany. And Germans came out and volunteered to reassemble it. And it's on display. Right now it's in Naples, Italy, on display. $500. How much was Sandra Bland's bail when she was put in jail, what was that, in Texas, I believe?
Yeah.
And blacks and everybody else is bitching because she was found dead in the cell? Well, goddamn, if you were that concerned, why didn't you come up with a $500 bail and get her out?
Good point. I didn't know. I didn't know.
The NAACP or CORE would have done something.
Huh. Wow.
And I was there, and you idiots called me a coon to my face. You're safe over the phone in your living room. Say it in my face. Just prove me wrong. What I said is true.
Yeah.
Factual.
Yes, it is.
You can't have a conversation like that with people that are, you know, lying and covering stuff up. You just can't.
It's the same thing with these Haitians. Everybody always bitching about brain drain from Africa. What now? You letting in 60,000?
Yeah.
Why come they not home? Why come they not back in the country? Some of these guys look bigger and stronger than Joe. Why come you ain't back in your country cleaning up? $5.4 billion given to that country since 2010. America gave 280-some-odd million just this year alone. Where is all this money going?
Well, all you got to do is read the book, The Economic Hit, man. You know.
You see a picture of a border patrol on a horse and a Haitian not compliant carrying a bag of food. Duh, you cannot bring food and vegetation into the United States.
That's right.
You can't do it. You see some people riding donkeys. Duh, if you've been around animals in a foreign country coming through customs, they're going to scrutinize you, stop you, take you in a room, take your clothes off, and probably laundry them and fumigate you. That is very dangerous to the livestock industry of the United States.
And it's been going on for decades.
That's well, and just not to mention that they're coming across illegally.
Then you got fools talking about that the federal government, Texas has a sovereign border. The Constitution says the federal government is supposed to protect the national borders. Every state should have has a sovereign border and should protect it. What about when COVID first broke out and some states had the highway patrol at the border checking people, and if you tested positive, you had to quarantine for, what, 14 days?
14
in a
days,
hotel
yeah.
or something?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Hawaii, even if you flew into Hawaii, you had to quarantine for 14 days before you could go out and about.
Are you going to tell me states can't control their borders?
Of course they can.
I wish I could be president for a week.
I know there would
be to straighten this shit out.
There would certainly be some whoop ass if he was president.
It'd be an open can of black whoop ass, right?
I mean, you'd have open territory. You know, no hose bar, Tianqi. Just go for it.
You got these school boards that don't let parents talk, but when they come in there to vote, they treat it like kings and royal. Oh, yeah, come on, you can vote. We need the tax increase.
Mm-hmm.
We need a new building.
You know,
but you call the police on them when they're talking. They want to speak. They got to sign their name on a list, get 3 minutes. What kind of crazy mess is that? That's their school district, dummies. Mm-hmm. You need to fire their ass.
It did not happen overnight, and it's not going to be solved overnight either. This is
true.
Stuff that's been coming on for a long time.
You guys hear go ahead, Kathy. I'm sorry. I thought you were
done. This is going to take a long time to clean it up, you know.
Yep.
I think we need some friendly aliens to come down to the station here.
Now, I want you guys to listen to this. This is a guy, Terry McAuliffe. Everybody should know who he is. Friends of Hillary Clinton and Billy. He was the governor of Virginia at one time, I believe, after Clinton's left office. Here's what he
veto books, Glenn. Not to be knowledgeable about it. Also, take them off the shelves. And I'm not going to let parents come into schools and actually take books out and make their own decisions.
You vetoed it.
So, yeah, I stopped the bill that I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. But, you know, I get really tired. Veto books, Glenn. Not the.
Yeah, he goes on. I wish I had all of it. I thought that was all of it. But, yeah, he goes on and on. I'll try to find it because you just, and somebody goes wild. Go ahead, Bianchi.
Well, I want to know. He said he don't think that parents should be telling schools what to teach. Where
yeah.
do we find these people from?
I don't know, but you know what? He's a Democrat, and he'll probably be voted in office. because
where in the heck do you get these people, and why do the citizens allow that food to even to exist in the capacity that they're in?
Can't answer that.
Do they know? Do he know whose children that is attending these schools? Those are not your kids. They belong to parents, families that have an idea on the direction they want their child's education to be. And you going to say that you don't think that they should be telling school districts how to teach and what to teach? You must be out of your damn everlasting mind.
Yeah.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I sent you a tape. Remember Project Veritas was about a week or so ago, maybe two, that the federal employee whistleblower.
Yeah.
About the vaccines. She put out a video. She's on administrative leave now.
Yeah, I know.
And I sent that to you.
Okay, I'll play it real quick. Whoa, what the hell is
that? I love high gas prices. I love paying more for groceries. And I really love seeing taxes rise. It's so good knowing that I'm giving more but receiving less. It makes me feel humble. But I'm going to stop with the sarcasm right there because I spoke.
There we go.
That ain't it.
Okay, once was enough.
Okay.
Yeah, there it is. All right. Let me go to... Boom. I got so many windows open, I'm surprised my computer don't blow up.
I'm Jody O'Malley, the federal government whistleblower that worked with Project Veritas. I was the one that exposed the coronavirus adverse reactions, the lack of transparency and reporting of these events to VAERS, as well as the refusal to administer safe and effective off-label medications prescribed by physicians at the Phoenix Indian Medical Center, a federal HHS government facility. As of yesterday, I was informed that I am placed on administrative leave while an investigation is being conducted. I'm not really sure what will happen from here, but it seems as if the federal government is retaliating against me, even though the facility I work for has publicly acknowledged they were investigating what I uncovered last week. While the government investigates, I will be spending my time and energy on promoting and advocating for informed consent, medical freedom, and exposing corruption from within. Since Project Veritas has released my story, the amount of love, generosity, and messages has been overwhelming and highly unexpected. I knew that sharing these patient stories would speak louder than I ever could. And that is why they needed to be shared. Doing the right thing should never be motivated by personal attention, monetary gain, or building your own platform. You simply do it because it's the right thing to do. As James says, be brave, do something. If you wish to connect with me, follow me on IG and Telegram at Nurse for Native. If you would like to donate to furthering these causes, please go to GiveSendGo. /vaccine/whistleblower. Have a blessed day.
Yep. Last I heard, she was up to $600,000, by the way. So people are really helping her out, like they do all of them that come out and lose their job.
But this speaks volumes, does it not, about where people's minds are? And, you know, wanting to know this information and make an educated decision instead of a bully. You know, we don't want to be bullied into something, and that's exactly what they've been trying to do, is bully us into something. And I don't know about you, but my mom taught me that if there's a bully on the playground, yeah, there's something wrong. There's something wrong there. Don't fall for what the bully wants you to do. You just don't.
Donnie.
Yes, sir.
Listen, here's your buddy Bill Clinton.
Truth is, the big loser in this over the long run is going to be Syria. This is an enormous opportunity for Americans. Detroit has 10,000 empty, structurally sound houses, 10,000, and a lot of jobs to be had repairing those houses. But Detroit just came out of bankruptcy, and the mayor's trying to do an innovative sort of urban homesteading program there. But it just gives you an example of what could be done. And I think any of us who've ever had any personal experience with either Syrian Americans or Syrian refugees think it's a pretty good deal.
Wow. There you go.
Yeah.
Now, hang on for a second. Wait a minute. You didn't hear a jack out of Al Sharpton, out of a Jesse Jackson, out of no Shirley, and that's Tlaib's district, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I think you spelled Detroit with a D, don't you? That's her district.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this was back in 2016 that he said this, but I think she was around then. But why come you don't hear an outcry of Bill Clinton, a Democrat, a Democratic leader throwing blacks under the bus?
Tlaib was elected in 2018.
Yeah, but he was kicked out. He was bitching about Trump in 2015 and definitely 16. That's when I noticed her. I had a tape, but they had to pick her up, and she's screaming, F you, Trump, and all this other crap. You know, we played it on here.
Yeah.
I get tired of this bull crap. Kathy, I'm sorry for cursing.
Hey, guys, I got one for you. If they're going to give Detroit to the refugees there where, what, Somalia, you say?
Syria.
Well, Syria, excuse me. Does this give California back to Mexico?
Well, you know what, sir?
I mean, what's that? It's getting
that up. Just may be on the agenda.
Yeah, you might be right. But as long as they get Detroit the way it is right now, no fixing it up, have nothing, so they feel like they're back at home.
That just may be on the agenda.
This is bringing.
When you get enough people in these countries, in these states, that was once Mexico, and all of a sudden they say, "Well, look, we want to secede, go in Mexico, and we want China to come protect us." Now what?
Okay, there you go. China comes to data to get New York, but okay, that's good. Give them the fresh land.
Yeah. This is Bring It, Boy, Suzette's husband.
Good evening, everybody. How y'all doing?
I got your phone.
Hey.
That's fine.
Hey.
you're allowed to talk, too, you know. Come on.
Oh, I know, but every time I go grab it, she stuffs my hand, so that's why I stick to the keyboard and do it from there.
You.
But I've been bouncing around all night just listening to you all laughing.
Hell yeah. Oh,
well, I guess we got to laugh and prevent from crying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Suzette is, don't forget her show, is on Spreaker Tuesday night. If you're on a West Coast, it's on at 5. If you're on the East Coast, like I, we're middle of the country, Michigan, it's 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Kathy, that'd be 7 o'clock your time down there in Central. Time zone, Daniel, Kathy.
What about running the clocks back?
Yeah, unless you use that as an excuse. Then it's 6 o'clock. But anyway,
well,
he's got a great show.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. You got a damn good show. Damn good show. Always have. You want somebody who does research, he does it.
Well, you have a damn good show, too, and get damn good panelists. We enjoy listening more than we do participate. That's why we're usually in the chat room, because we like listening to all of you. So thank you for your show.
Thank you. Bianchi and Joe and Gene and Kathy and Daniel and Cinnamon are the heroes of this.
Don't forget Critics.
And Otis.
critic is a head over heels over you guys. I'm telling you that right now. Critic's the main man. No, he is.
They do a good job.
He does. He got me woke. You want to hear woke? He got me woke a long time ago. Thank
you. Well, thank you, critic.
He sure did. He had a great show.
You know, there's some crazy stuff going on now. What's that state, though? The governor said that they was going to do away with multiplication because it's racist to blacks.
Oregon.
Critic, help me out.
Oregon.
Can you
imagine that? Now, wait a minute. Now, where is the outcry on that? Where is Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton going to do away with multiplication in the state schools because it's racist to blacks?
They can't be that dumb to think that it was actually a good thing, like they're getting over on everybody, like everybody else has to learn math, and we don't. Yay! I mean, they can't be that dumb. Please tell me they're not that dumb.
No. You know what? They're going to wake up one day and go, we're really tired of our race getting put down like we're ignorant. That's exactly what they do all the time.
They're trying to keep them dumb, and I'm doing that air finger quotes because I'm not saying they're dumb, but they're trying to make them dumb.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Make them more reliant
and favorable.
More reliant on the government.
Mm-hmm. But trying to make it a good thing to be dumb, as far as it's a good thing. You're getting over where everybody else has to do this. You don't. It's like, well, yeah, but that's going to end up hurting them in the end. But anyway, I have to get going. I just want to
Wait a minute. Hang on for
and...
a second before you leave. Did you hear deal that went on at Arizona State in the cultural center with the three black girls? Students went out to the two white male students.
Oh, yes, I did.
That happened a couple of years ago, wasn't that a year or two ago?
That was recently.
We just found out about it. Why come somebody wasn't complaining about that?
No, that just happened, Gene.
Yeah. They were studying in the multicultural center and at school there in college, and the two black girls had come up to him and asked him why they were there, and they were offended because one of the guys had Police Lives Matter, and they were offended by that, and they wanted him to get out because they have their own, all these other centers where they can go and study. Why do they have to come there? And they just really gave him a hard time about it,
They
sucked it up, and they didn't stand up for themselves.
Well,
no,
here's the thing. Did the dean suspend them, those girls?
No, not that I know of.
Well, they should have been suspended. If a white person done that, oh, baby.
Yeah.
The race cars would be flying everywhere.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It'd be all over the news.
You're right, Suzette. You're absolutely right. Damn.
Yep. Got these white supremacists that were there in the multicultural room. They support police and Police Lives Matter. Yeah, that would have been a big old stink.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Those young men were kids, really.
Mm-hmm.
And they're seeing that they aren't getting no support whatsoever. Of course, I don't know if they did or not. But from what I've seen in the initial encounters and how I went about finding out about it, I didn't hear about this in the normal viral newscasting.
No.
So they sat there and it got out, and they probably didn't get no support from nobody. Now, what a way to tell your young people.
Yeah. Well.
Yep. It's okay to be bullied by black people, girls, men, whatever. You need to cower to them and do what they say. You have no say-so. And, basically, bow down, bend the knee, if you're in the right.
If you don't, you'll have a bunch of white people holding BLM signs in your front yard. And it'll be white people.
Or they could have been suspended themselves.
They're already doing that. They're kissing the boots. They're kissing the boots of some of them. Remember that one video?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. God, yeah. I played that on the sidewalk. On the sidewalk. The guy
what kind of crazy mess is that?
Yeah. Kiss, you should kiss my boots because, you know, oh, God, yeah, I remember that. Oh. Oh, my God. Sick. Go ahead, Craig.
Okay. I was confusing that one with the one that happened in February 2020 in Virginia.
No, this was in Arizona State.
Right. I was thinking it was the one in Virginia where they were, as they're kicking them out from the diversity room, multicultural, same thing.
Oh, okay.
I apologize.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Keeping us honest. We could have been, I could have been wrong because, you know, I didn't see the date. I didn't look for a date, but I just, it came up in my feed and I go, oh, wow.
There's just some people just itching to start a fight. I mean, there's just something about them. I mean, I was over in the Dollar General the other night and there was this black woman that was shopping and she was trying to reach an item off the top shelf, and so I went to go help her and she's like, I got it. And I said, okay, no problem. I just looked like you were having some trouble there. No problem. I would have done that for anybody. And so I proceeded to go to down to the next aisle and whatever, and I hear her talking because she's very loud. And I said, I can get all my effing stuff down myself. What does she think? I don't send my own effing stuff down by myself, blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
And then she came down my aisle, yeah. And I don't know, all of a sudden she got real quiet. And I just stayed, proceeded to pick out the things that I needed down the aisle. I wasn't leaving because she was there. I didn't feel intimidated by her. I was like, I was almost itching back because I get tired of it, you know. And so she stayed quiet. And she proceeded down the aisles after that, you know, we would run into each other. But she didn't say a word after that. And I was wondering what was up with that, because normally those people will continue on and want to get up in your face if they do get the chance again, but she didn't. So I don't know. She, you know, checked herself or what, but I just thought, come on, do it. I'm in the mood. But I wasn't going to leave. I just thought, I was just trying to help you out. That's all. You know, if you were an old granny or...
Well, there's no need wasting your breath on somebody like that.
No, but I just thought, I just tried to help her grab something that she didn't seem like she could reach. It wasn't anything, you know, big deal. People do it for me.
Yeah.
I'm only 5'2". But I'm grateful. I'm like, thank you. Yes, can you help me out? That's wonderful. Anyway.
4'5", and I, you know, she's always got to ask for help. Get something.
But
off.
Yeah, you know,
you're way up high.
I would be remorse if I didn't say it. There's good people, good blacks and whites, out there in this world,
absolutely.
And they don't get the recognition that they should get. But you got what's going on now. These last 2 years or 3 years is something I have never even imagined to be witnessing.
Well, yeah, there's a differential. My mother-in-law says, you know, she says, as far as the whole good black and white and type thing, but she actually calls black people that are like that woman are very aggressive and angry like that and street. She calls them the N-word, and then there's people like me. She says, who we're just fine. You know, we go to work, we do our thing, we raise our families, whatever, and. I'm like, well, yeah, just like white people, there's white trash, and then you have the other people that are normal.
Yeah, you got some ignorant white people out there. And you know what? Police shoot white folks, too.
Shoot them
in the back, shoot them in the knee, in the head. Why come that's not plastered all over the news?
That's not
news. I have no idea. Yep.
That's not news. And the majority, believe me, the good people are a majority in this country.
But they're so quiet.
But that's the problem. That's the problem. We're quiet.
I think that might be just because we're all too busy to worry about petty stuff like that. You know, they're professionals of all kinds. And they're busy. They're living their lives. They're doing their thing. They're doctors, lawyers, scientists, researchers, whatever. And even just regular, you know, everyday normal blue-collar jobs. We're busy doing things. And so that type of thing to us is petty. it's like, all right, whatever. I got things to do. You know, you go do your thing and whatever. You call me names and yada, yada. But we've done that so much that now it's so out of control. Now we're getting canceled for it. And it's hard to switch gears.
Well,
as far as trying to fight back.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. We got better things to do. I like the guy that he was, they had the road blocked off. He had to get to work, so he got out of his truck, drew the stink and hit the person with the damn thing and started yelling at him, getting in, and he got in their face and said, he's going to work. He works for a living, and he was gone. And people pulled out. Yeah, yeah, and that's what you got to do.
Yeah, like it just wants to shut down the highways and make everybody wait so they can get their little 15 or 20 a half hour moments of glory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Want to force you to be involved in their protest. Yeah. Then when the state legislature passes a bill and say if you do that, you're going to be charged with a felony. Oh, that's
mm-hmm.
racist. It's racist.
And the thing is, a lot of times is these BLM protests are mostly white kids that have come from money, and they're out there trying to do their do-gooder thing that they think they're helping. And then you have some black folks that are out there, too, but they don't realize, well, I don't know if they do or not. I can't say they don't because I don't know. But that basically they're out there fighting their battle for them, and it's like, but they don't.
You're absolutely
under.
Right, because in Minneapolis, when they first started rioting, it was black young people telling the folks that were busting out the windows, white guy busting out of one. He said, "Hey man, what are you doing? This is my community."
Yep.
And you did have some areas in Chicago where the neighborhood. The young men in the neighborhood got together and they stopped them from coming through their community and say, "You ain't coming up in here."
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I know this for a fact, and because I know Ferguson very well. The area in St. Louis, in St. Louis County, not too far from Ferguson, about 1 mile north and 1 mile west, is Barrington Down. It's a black community, majority black community. And it's on Halls Ferry. And it crosses a street called Vail, V-A-I-L. These blacks damn near put a line down the middle of Vail Avenue and say, "You better not come over here with that mess." And
wow.
They meant it.
Gee.
That's really. Yep.
I just remember that that black lady that owned had her business on that street. They tore it up.
Oh yeah.
Salon or something. She
mm-hmm.
was. Oh, I felt so sorry for her.
Oh, you had
I
a black
know.
Man who was just rehabbing a restaurant, and they burnt it down. He lost everything he had. He had
oh,
in
that,
it, but you
yeah.
know, lucky somebody came together and helped. You know, help him. You know,
yeah.
not succumb but overcome it.
Somebody did a PayPal. I think it was the guy that was a firefighter. And he used his pension to open a bar. And he was just getting
yeah.
it finished. And they came and destroyed it. And luckily, people seen that, and they gave him a lot. He got a lot of money. He deserved it.
Yeah. And nobody deserves to go through what those people did that lost their businesses. That's just
wrong. And a former police chief that got killed because he was trying to keep somebody
in
out of
St. Louis.
David Dorn.
The palm shop.
David Dorn.
Yeah. David Dorn.
And see, that prosecutor, Kim Gardner, I can't stand her. She'll let him go.
Damn
they want to close the workhouse. I mean, downtown St. Louis is, after they brought back people came in regentrifying, I guess you want to say, moving in the new loft and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, man, they got shooting, cars doing donuts and squirreling all in the streets and a bar. You got drive-bys. This is in downtown St. Louis. I know very well because I was in commercial construction, put up buildings in that area.
Right.
And it just don't make any sense.
Mm. No. I seen kid in New York, they were doing that crap out there in the middle of an intersection, and one kid got hit, rolled right over the back end of one of those cars. They stopped doing that.
The police come, you got girls jump up on the hood of the car and start twerking. How about out in Oakland when you had somebody laying in the street hurt and the ambulance was trying to get through the crowd? And they got on the top of the ambulance and started twerking.
Yeah, but the other one you were talking about, as far as it was an SUV cop car or cop vehicle, and they were up on the roof and on the hood of the car twerking, and the people around there were cheering them on, and you just saw these buns flapping, and I thought, oh, well, that's classy. What are you doing?
I'm looking for right.
there's something.
I can't help it. I just, you know, that's, I call it like I see it. You just see, you know, bun flopping in the wind. It's like, all right, knock it off. Be a lady.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I sent you that video from a year, almost 2 years ago, that I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
It's just on a very reminiscent of that.
There's a young lady that sent this, and she's in the Air Force, and she's got her uniform on, and I don't know what this is about, but it's TikTok, and it's Libs of TikTok, it says, so I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to listen right. online. Well, good night, everybody, and thank you.
About to take
good night,
Suzanne. For
good night.
Not taking the vaccine. I know some people are...
Hold on. Oh, somebody leave, Suzanne?
Yeah, she said she's going.
Okay. I miss saying goodnight. But goodnight. He does have a great show. Okay, this is, like I said, Air Force. Looks like Sergeant.
All right, TikTok, we need your help. So a lot of the military is about to take an administrative discharge for not taking the vaccine. I know some people are doing it for medical reasons. Some people are doing it for personal reasons, beliefs, whatever it may be. It's about to suck. An administrative discharge is not necessarily honorable, but it's not dishonorable. It just means that most of our military service was good. We just failed to comply with an order.
And that would be a general discharge.
So not taking the vaccine is a direct order. So with that being said, what I'm looking for right now is if you're an employer or if you know employers that will undoubtedly employ us, a lot of us are looking at a discharge, and we have... We weren't expecting this, so we have, like, no idea what to plan for, and I'm sure a lot of people are trying to plan for their future right now. So if y'all could help us out, if you guys, like I said, if you're an employer or you know an employer that will undoubtedly help us out, hire us, whatever it may be, if you could put it in the comments, message me. I'm trying to get as much information for my brothers and sisters and myself as possible. Thank you, guys.
Wow. There you go.
So who was that?
I can't read her nameplate on her jacket. She's
what
in her
uniform. See a nurse?
She's a sergeant.
Sergeant, okay, in the military, okay.
Yeah, she's definitely in the military. She's got a green T-shirt on. I can see the green T-shirt underneath that jacket. But anyway, that's pretty sad. Administrative discharge, I never heard of that. I've heard of general, honorable, and dishonorable. That's the only three I knew of.
Yeah, I heard of one the other day. I was talking to a guy in Special Forces, and he was saying he got an OTH, other than honorable, because he beat up a lieutenant when he was in the service.
General? Wouldn't that be a general discharge?
He said OTH, so I'm just going to take it as his words.
I guess
words.
It's all different now, Joe.
It may be.
Than when I was in.
So they would have given him a dishonorable, but the lieutenant was responsible for the death of two of his men, so the commanding officers understood that, but still, you know, you can't beat up non-com can't beat up an officer, so
no,
they let him go.
No. Got my knife
well,
on the star downstairs. What's that, Bianchi?
Keep playing video. I'm trying to finish making out my grocery list.
Okay, I got one from Gene coming up. Let me go to my... Thank you, TikTok. Libs of TikTok. So that's who that was from. Okay. Let me go here. Students, okay. Here we go. Daily Mail, okay. Daily Mail is probably the best thing out there, .com, if you want to...
Well, I tell you what, they can be kind of liberal, too.
They are. They're liberal.
They are liberal. You get a help on more. You can go look up different things, getting an idea of what's news compared to what I get.
I like their format. I like the way they map out their articles, and they have the picture on the side. Yeah.
I do, too. Yeah. They're the ones that told me Britney Spears had nude pictures all over that she posted.
Public service announcement. Excuse me. If y'all didn't know, this is the MSC. And frankly, there's just too many white people in here, and this is a space for people of color. So just be really cognizant of the space that you're taking up, because it does make some of us POC uncomfortable when we see too many white people in here. It's only been open for 4 days. And frankly, there's the whole university for a lot of y'all to be at, and there's very few spaces for us.
Wow.
So keep that in mind. Thank you.
I hope that's the end of that, because we heard that last week.
No, that's the one from February of last year, of 2020. That's the one I thought you guys were talking about.
Oh, okay. So this is not the one about the Police Lives Matter?
No.
Oh, okay.
This was, so I mean, I'm just saying that's what I was thinking of. And the scary thing is, the sad thing is that's acceptable in mainstream, in mainstream society. But now
the
white person, if, you know, if a white person did that, oh, dear Lord, Al Sharpton would be there in a heartbeat.
Well, the ones at ASU, those girls was mixed. So they had to have a white parent at home. I don't know. I'm probably saying it was a female, but that's just me. So here they are, hating part of themselves biologically. I mean, how you figure that out?
I don't know.
Whatever happened that Colin Kaepernick, the one that started that?
Kaepernick.
Kaepernick. Where's he at now? What's he doing?
Isn't he a Pat? Didn't he buy the same... a certificate from the Cracker Jacks, like Bianchi and I'm going to do.
Say what?
Didn't he? I was thinking maybe he became a pastor by buying that certificate, that Bianchi board that I'm going to buy.
I don't know, Joe.
No? I thought he became a...
I already got mine.
Well, you know what? As soon as I get mine, they're going to exempt the exemption.
So you guys can marry people, right?
Yeah.
You can have sex tonight. Just come on over to the house, drop your 20 bucks in the mailbox. So I do you real quick.
We can marry people.
Well,
absolutely.
I got my grandson and daughter one too.